Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio and Block Talk Radio. Today is it's Friday. So how's it going? Hello everybody out there. It's Friday. Let's do some readings. We're going to do angel, tarot card, and psychic readings. So when you call in, what we ask you to do is just give us an idea what you want to do. Like I said, I got angel cards here. I got tarot cards here. So just ask. Have no problem using those things. So just give me some insights in the whole thing. Pretty soon we should have Desiree, Adored Angel. She'll be with us shortly. She'll be popping in here. She's my co-host. So we just want to go over some information with you real quick, which is kind of crazy because I can't find it. Anyway, me and Desiree, we do private readings as well as doing readings here on the show. So if you want to contact me for a private reading, private session, call 937-838-6337. That is 937-838-6337. You can contact me at psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or you can go on the show page here, and in the profile where it says profile to the right, you'll see my website address. Just click, and you're right in there, and can take care of the whole thing right for you. But right now I'm having some specials, and I'll tell everybody right now what I usually charge is $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But for everybody who calls into the show, what we're doing is we're giving you $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. We're also recommending that you get those past life readings and regressions in here in the first part of the year. And if you don't get them in here in the first part of the year, just whenever it's convenient for you to get one of those things, because they're very important, very valuable. Also, I want to sit there and tell everybody that I've been doing this off and on, but I'm really focusing on it even more, of working with children who are very gifted, but also working with their parents, so we can actually get them all working together, so they can actually enhance the child's gift and help them grow and mature, because the younger that you can come into knowing about your abilities, the more you're able to take those abilities and those gifts and use them in your everyday life, which is what they're for in the first place. Some people get them later in life. Some people have them right off the bat. But I've taken the initiative to actually focus on people who might need some extra help, because some of these situations are very delicate, because you might have two people that you have a father and a stepmother who have a child and that she's not been around very often or very long. So there are certain things they don't have going, certain things that go on. I guess it would help to have some insight into. Okay, particular situations of having step parents, and this and that and the other. Okay, and what I'm saying here, in situations like this, everybody needs to work together and understand what's going on. So if you are in that position, give me a call. Tell me what's up. Tell me what's going down, and that kind of thing. Alrighty. And then we can sit there and go through the whole thing and help you get some tools and techniques, help you understand the situation so everybody can work together and get that done and take care of everything that's going on, and everybody can get back to unconditionally loving each other and know what's going on. Everybody needs a little bit of insight. Anyway, with the situation going on, all I'm asking you to do is think about those things and say, hey, here's a place to get some help, all right? The rates, it's one of those things. It's one of those situations and not really worrying about the money and that kind of stuff. Just give me a call. I'm sure we can work out something because my main focus here is the child, okay? So give me a call. My private number is 937-838-6337. That's 937-838-6337. And like we said, for people who call on the show, you will get a rate of $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. Okay, that covers everything and anything, so just give me a call and we'll work it out, I promise you. Also, my co-host will be coming on here in a minute. She also does readings too, a very talented woman named Desiree. They call her the Adored Angel. Her number is 818-200-7431, and her website is adoredangel@yolasite.com. Again, that's 818-200-7431, or her website, which is adoredangel@yolasite.com. There for you guys who live in Glendale, California, she also works at a place called Crystal Metrics. If you ever go in there and she's there, I definitely highly recommend you getting a reading from her. Fairly, very talented and very insightful. So check it out and give her a break. She's well worth it. Since she's been doing the show, that she said that she decided to do the same thing. If you're calling in on the show and you call her, and she'll give you the same rates, $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. All right, so today is free reading day. So, hey, call in there, give us a question. If you have any thoughts or questions about any previous shows that we've done, and get some questions or have some questions on manifestation or angels or whatever it is, we'll be glad to answer those questions for you. But also, at the same time, get those questions ready for us so we can do some readings. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours doing nothing but psychic readings. Also, tomorrow, which is tonight's, tonight is what? New Year's Eve. So tune in tomorrow night on New Year's Day, and we'll be here again, 6 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be taking your calls and answering your questions for more psychic readings. So we're also trying to give you some insights into next year, 2011. So I'm sure you want to get the answers to next year right now. So let's go and we're going to be taking some calls here. We're also, today is probably the last day for a while. We're going to start giving away our 45-minute reading for the 10th caller once a week, okay? And we're going to start doing that on a regular basis on Wednesdays. We might actually throw one more day in there. But right now it's getting to the point where it's being very overwhelming. I'm still trying to catch up on the free ones. The free readings I've already given away already. So just bear with us and give me a chance to catch up on those things, and we'll get back to doing that again on a regular basis. But right now, we're going to start doing that twice a week. But today, we're definitely doing it. So if you're the 10th caller, you're going to win a 50. You're going to win a 45-minute reading. And like I said before, my readings usually go for $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. So that's a heck of a deal. Call in, win that. We're also going to be giving tips throughout the show and tomorrow on tarot card readings, how to do those and be more insightful and even help yourself do your readings for yourself. And if you're a person who's actually into this and you're just trying to figure out where you should start, like you really do want to start working with people, you know, don't hesitate to call in here and ask about that too as well, because we all got to start somewhere. We've all started somewhere. I know I've started somewhere before. So just don't hesitate to ask. And like I said before, it's one of those situations, you know, just do what you got to do, but, you know, don't hesitate to ask. That's the thing, all right? Don't do that. How else are you ever going to learn how to do anything if you don't get past being embarrassed to find out what you got to do, okay? So let's go on with the readings. Like I said, I have angel cards here and tarot cards. The cards that I use are Doreen Virtue's Healing with the Angels, tarot deck. I just have your average tarot deck that I went to. It was a Rider deck. The first tip I would say was the idea of always focusing in prayer and meditation. Meditation is very important, especially before you do a reading. If you know you're going to do one, you have appointments and that kind of thing. Meditation seems to open up you more. I've always asked for my angels to be a part of this and come in and help me with these things, which they are a part of everything I do anyway. It's the idea of learning how to ask on anything and everything. You have not because you ask not. So therefore, why not ask about everything? The worst answer you could get is no, but it's not the end of the world. It just sends you into a direction of maybe something you really do need. So let's get to the callers and let's see what's up. Let's see what's going down and let's see what we can do. I see that we have Pam on line one, and I'm trying to figure out. Let's hit that button. There you go. Pam, is that you?
That's me.
Hey, how are you today? Welcome to the show. You're on the air,
Thank you.
and how you feel?
Oh, pretty good. I talked to you a few weeks ago.
Well, I
I'm in
guess it's
Colorado.
not.
Yeah, I'm in Colorado Springs.
Really, I was asking you about if you had a spare room so I'd get the heck out of here. But
What's that?
I said, you wouldn't have an extra room so I'd get the heck out of Ohio, do you? So, hey, it's just a curiosity, okay?
Yeah, I have a, well, actually, I'm getting ready to rent a room here, but yeah.
Really, how much?
about anywhere between 400 and 500.
Oh, okay. So, is that negotiable?
Yes, it is. You'd have to come and see it first.
Well, the way I feel about Ohio right now, no, I don't. So, I should give you some kind of insights. That should give you some
Oh,
insight.
yeah.
Yeah, I barely want to get out of here. But, so Pam, I see that you want to get an angel reading, correct?
That is correct.
And so the situation we're talking about, what are you looking at? Some kind of insight or question or what direction you're
Well,
going in?
I'm just really beginning to getting to the angel readings. I had a core cleaning the other day, and it was awesome. My life
Okay.
seems to have changed, and I'm, as you were saying, don't forget to ask. But I have been. She said you are. She feels like I'm a light worker, but we'll have to see. But I like angel card readings because there's no negativity. So I'm looking at what
That's
my
great.
2011 is looking for me.
Okay. No, where did you go for that reading?
I have someone here I know in town.
Okay. Does that mean she's a person that we would say she does stuff at her home, or does she actually have a shop? The reason I
They
ask the
do have.
question. Go
She
ahead.
does have a shop, and her name is Pam Eubanks.
Eubanks.
And I can't think of what the shop's name is. I'd love to give her business, but I can't think.
Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at?
Yeah, I don't know. It just won't come out.
Okay, so you've been to the job, but you don't know how to get there. Okay.
I know how to get there.
The reason I ask you, because I used to go to celebrations all the time down on West Colorado Avenue.
It's gosh, I was just there. She's down. She's going downtown, but it's off of Colorado, I think, though, too. Yeah, I think you're
Is
right.
she up? Is she off of Tejon?
No, she's at her. She has a private residence, but they turned it into a shop as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well,
It's old, and I love it.
you got there on West Colorado Avenue. You have a lot. You also have in that one area a lot of number streets. So,
Yeah.
no, I was just
Yeah,
curious because I
yeah.
mean I used to live out that way. I used to live in Manitou Springs.
You want to live there today?
Why not?
We had a pretty nasty storm last night.
Well, I used to live there, and I used to love those nasty storms because I used to do a lot of phone work.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're getting mine today, because I'm not going out. And it took me 2 hours to get home from my dad lives out in Manitou Springs. It took me over 2 or 3 hours to get home.
Really? Yeah,
Yeah.
I used to live up in Manitou, where I used to go. Do you know the incline?
I know of it, but it's just a fantasy for me.
Okay. No, no, no. I used to climb that all the time. I was just curious. So, Pam, when is your birthday?
October 4th, 62.
October 4th, 62. You're a
62.
Libra? You're a Libra?
Yeah, 62. Don't add 10 years on me.
Well, that's what I said. I said 62.
Oh, I thought you said 52.
No, that's why I had a problem yet today. I thought someone said 57, and I thought she said 67. So I was like, I was actually helping her on that one.
I am a Libra, a true Libra.
Yeah, but sometimes that loyalty gets in the way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty has a tendency to keep you in relationships a lot longer than you should.
Yes.
Do you, you know something, I'm trying to be discreet about this and nice about it, but I keep picking up on a weight problem. Is that
yeah.
something you're focusing on a lot there because it's something you want to do in the next year?
I have been focusing on it because I have put on a lot of weight in the last year.
Okay. Now, how tall are you?
About 5'2.5".
5'2.5". Approximately, how much do you weigh? And the reason I'm asking you these questions, because I used to work for Gold's Gym as a personal trainer, so I'm also a personal trainer besides doing psychic work. And that was the very first thing I picked up with you. And I think the reason the angels brought it to my attention, because I got expertise in that as well. So.
Well, that's cool. I'm about 175 pounds.
Okay, so you're 5'2", 175, and you should actually weigh about 120, 25, which is
that's
a very good weight.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's a very good weight. I feel like with the situation of focusing a lot of, I get the impression of a lot of worry here too, okay?
Yeah.
So the worry is part of the problem of the weight too as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what you need to do with the situation is you need to stop the worrying. You also need to focus on chakra clearing, which I feel like there's something there about you doing chakra clearings or some kind of clearing of meditation.
I am.
Okay, what I would do is I would increase it to twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. But also focus on the aura, okay? And you also want to focus on your sacra chakra more than most. Because in the sacra chakra, that's one that's right around your ovaries. I also get the impression you're a very beautiful woman.
I seem to think so.
Well, I'm just telling you, the ideal to also, you think so, I also want you to sit there and focus as you do your meditations. Because, it's, you know, with the work, it's almost like you're being guided to do this kind of work. Well, to do this kind of work is like my situation. It's getting to the point of being spontaneously listening to your guidance and doing what you need to do. But also, you know, when you're in situations of being the go-between to pass on messages, be okay with that. You'll
yeah,
be fine.
Yeah.
You will be fine. You'll be fine. Now, with the cards I'm sitting here looking at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to do a full reading on you because when I'm doing my angel cards, and I just got a brand new healing archangel. I'm sorry. I love these cards. And the reason I love these cards is because I'm guided to these cards. And they just seem like they open doors like you would not believe. And right now I'm in the process of waiting for my archangel deck. And when I do that, I'm going to combine the deck, which is a humongous deck. But my angel wanted me to do a pyramid spread, which is about 45 minutes. So for you, it's all and you can also connect.
I don't know if it's you or me, but we're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I know we're even going out. But can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. What is it, Skype? They're going in and out. I think it might be because of weather in certain countries. So bear with me. What I was saying with the situation is I do a 45 pyramid. So I'll start off. I said before, this is the spread that was given by my angels.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the spread I usually go with. Did you get that?
You're using the angel therapy, or the angel, which one are you using?
Healing with the Angels.
Yeah, I have that. It's the only one I have. It's really neat.
Okay, so then I'm also going to do, I got Archangel one too right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I usually combine those two decks together. Because I feel like the angels and the archangels work together anyway. And that's how it came up like that. But I also asked my angels to give me a certain to work with. And I came up with this pyramid spread. And the pyramid spread starts off with seven cards. And then you put six cards on top of that, five, four, and three, until you get to a final card. But one thing that's so great about it is, if you do a pyramid spread, if you want to do those ones, what I'm saying is, even within the deck, the reading itself, you will always have three cards touching each other. Those also have stories of their own, too, as well. So it's a very powerful reading, in-depth, and it's almost like a life reading itself.
Right.
So what I was saying to you was, I recommend you get one of those.
Well, no, you had you broke up. So you have the angel, and what's the other ones you have?
Archangel.
Heart?
No. Ark.
Ark. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Noah. Let's try something here. Okay. Can you hear me?
You keep breaking up. I keep asking the angels to stop it.
Very good. You're working. So,
yeah.
What I said at the end, did you hear the part about I recommend that you get one of these 45-minute readings as soon as you can?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did have one not too long ago, and it was very thorough. But I talked to you a few weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it. So since I was here, I thought, what the heck, you know?
Yeah. No problem. I'm just saying, with the situation, I'm going to run through one really quickly, because I can actually it was kind of funny how the thing has different variations. I can do seven cards, a five card, or a three card. So if you asking you between a five and a three, would you rather a three or a five?
Let's just do a five. If they don't have that much time, right?
No problem. Yeah, usually the five ones are they don't take very long at all. With the situation at hand, you have a lot of things going on in your life. I can see that right now. It's almost like you can see your hands wiggling of trying to figure out how you got yourself in such a mess. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I've been trying to get out of a relationship for months. So, yeah, I mean, I'm out of it, but he keeps trying to pull me back in.
Okay. So with the way the things are going right now, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll just sit there and I'll try to do, because what I get here is balance. There's a lot of balance involved with this thing, because the first cards I come up with is the ideals and inspiration. So I get that whole line, and it's like I can see all the things that you're focusing and thinking on. And you get the ideals and inspiration card come out the very first thing. So it's like, okay, those are good. It's just the ideal of getting balance and realizing you don't have to make a choice. It's the ideal of letting everything unfold the way it's going to unfold, because you're going to find out that all the things you're focusing on, you can actually accomplish. Okay, so the next card out is romance. So the ideal of focusing on the situation, you're focusing, it's like I would sit there and say the angels are bringing out this weight problem and just bringing a bunch of things that come with it so we can start getting these things cleared away in favor for the relationship. But also realizing one thing of who you are. Okay? The physical attraction is not what draws people together. It's the energy, the essence of who that person is.
Right. And working hard on that one.
So you keep telling everybody to focus and say, okay, guys, you're focusing on the relationship. You should be focusing on the outcome of what you want. But at the same time, if it doesn't happen as quick as you want, don't change the color of your hair. Because maybe, just maybe, the guy might show up and not recognize you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you're focusing on the person you want to be with at the same time that you have this weight problem. So it's all you. So and I'm just saying, this is who you are. It's not what you, it's not the outer. It's like, do you basically judge by what kind of car you have or what kind of person you are?
Me?
Yes.
No, not at all. I'm not a very judgmental person at all.
Okay, then why do you judge yourself so harshly?
I don't know.
It goes against
I've been doing it for so long. Yeah, I've been really trying hard. I've been doing it for so long that I have no choice. You know, it just seems,
I understand what you're saying, but see, the situation is of putting it out there and saying, okay, people, this is who I am. When you say things and do certain things, you contradict yourself, so people look at you that way. So we're just trying to get you to say, okay, if your character is not to be judging, then don't judge yourself. So the
Okay.
situation, because I get, the next card I get is forgiveness. Now this forgiveness is forgive yourself for putting yourself in the situation you was, and forgive yourself for getting out of it quick enough. Okay, just let that go.
Okay.
But at the same time, forgive this guy, because this is the truth. The guy was just basically acting out, enacting who he is, what he does, all that kind of stuff. That's just who he is.
I
Okay.
yeah, I just told someone that this morning.
Yeah, so the
About their boyfriend, yeah.
forgiveness is going to be do nothing but bring balance into your life. So the next card after that is balance, and then we have listening. Listening is one of the things that tells you that you need to listen. Okay, the biggest thing here is
What
sorry,
the
guys. Yeah, Michael's with us. I told you, he didn't die. He's still with us. Okay, but the situation is, we shouldn't go that way, okay? Put the cards on top of the other one. With
Yeah.
the ideals in romance is the ideal of listening to Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is working with you to let go of those things.
Great.
You're gonna feel a releasement, so you can actually get back to, which is romance and forgiveness. But the card on top of that is playfulness. So what we're trying to do here is trying to focus on the ideal of getting back to your life when it was very playful life. The more playful you are, the easier things are, the more things fall into place. It's the idea of enjoying yourself. This last year, you really didn't enjoy yourself. You see a lot of analyzing yourself,
Yes.
and then
Yeah.
the playfulness. As you go through the playfulness, guess what we got? We got abundance and children. I keep getting focusing on two.
Children.
Yeah.
I have two boys, but
I'm just saying, with the situation,
Yeah.
we feel like there's a very sensitive situation going on there. And what I mean by that is like communication with your child.
Okay.
Okay? And when I say child, it means the ideal of dealing with them, both of them on an individual basis. Because they're definitely like night and day.
Both of them, yeah.
Yes. So we sit down and look at the situation and go, this is okay. But see, the ideal also, that's, like I said before, three cards are touching each other all the time I do these readings. So when you look at the idea of balance, children, and listening, if you sit there and just look at the cards themselves, it tells a nice little story about listening on both sides. We're always looking at two-way streets, but sometimes we don't have the two-way streets in our lives, in our immediate lives, which is why our relationships don't work out, which it's a learning lesson to go back to, okay, I'm not listening to my kids, or my kids are not listening to me, and try to balance that out. And what I'm saying about listening, sometimes in situations of putting a baseball through a windshield, there's a reason why. And sometimes we don't listen to it. We go right to the discipline. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about here, so follow through with that. But there's nothing wrong with being playful in all these situations at all. There isn't. And still being disciplined and being direct. With the situation of working with Archangel Michael and being playful, you're going to start seeing miracles in your life where things are going to be turning around. And then it's just the idea of listening to your divine guidance, and then watching your life turn around and start seeing the enchantment that goes along with it. Okay? And then as we proceed to go up the pyramid, we keep seeing all these things that you need to keep focusing on to maintain this. Because the first cards I put down, basically, I look at as your foundation. So when you look at your foundation, the rest of the cards are basically dictating how to keep that foundation going on. And what I got going here is blessings and divine timing. So it's, enjoy life, and everything else is going to fall into place. And it's all the blessings and miracles, because actually blessings and miracles are actually touching each other here. Okay? And right underneath that is divine guidance. So that definitely, that's pretty much self-explanatory. But the top card and your final card is basically divine, is actually signs. Okay? They want you to look at the signs. They want you to listen to them spontaneously. It might not make any sense, and you know this beyond a shadow of doubt. You've had things like that before, but they've always been good for you once you did make the decision to listen and follow through. Okay? The signs are very important, that you take the signs for what they are and don't make decisions, and then try to interpret the signs to fit your decision. actually look at the signs and see if your decision is actually sound, or just look at the direction. I mean, just take a look at it very honestly, okay? With the situation with your diet and that kind of stuff and your weight problem, I keep picking up working on your sacral chakra, which is the orange chakra. That's the one, that's the second one up from your root chakra. You also might want to work on your root chakra a little bit more, too. There's also a chakra at your feet. Right below your feet. This is part of working with the groundingness, okay? You need to work on that. I keep getting your ground, your root chakra being very brown. So there's, the work needs to be happening. I don't think it's going to be a lot of work there to get that opened up for you. But we'll definitely, if you don't already have anything particular chakra meditations or something like that, you should check that out as well.
Okay.
I just recommend, and I always recommend this one because I always had so much success with it in the first place, but it was Doreen Virtue's Chakra Clearing Book. Because it actually covers the chakras, the colors, everything else. It talks about foods that affect you, certain things in your environment and that kind of stuff, but it also talks about auras, because I think they, to me personally, they all work together. Also, the situation of having those connections. Once those things are opened up more, too, don't be surprised if the messages and things that you start seeing around you are get a lot more clear, I mean, almost to the point of jumping out at you, okay? So definitely watch those signs, and you just feel like there's a lot of things going on right now, but it's just the idea of toning them down and saying, okay, you're gonna get through this, and it's one of those things you really need to focus on your diet too, okay? And what I mean by that is it's the idea of one thing I would recommend is I keep getting the idea of balancing out protein.
Balancing out what?
Balancing out protein.
Oh, okay.
That's the idea of realizing if you weigh, okay, you weigh 175 pounds. Now you want to lose the weight. What you do is you want to bring the weight down to at least 120, 125 pounds, correct? So what you do is you take in 120, 125 pounds, grams of protein. Okay? That way, what you're doing is you're putting enough protein in your body to maintain body mass, muscle, but only at the 120 pounds level. So the rest of it will take care of itself. Okay? And you'll lose that weight. But you got to.
Oh, so you mean like
go ahead.
Protein in food, or protein as in like a shake, or what?
What you're going to try to do is take in 125 to 120 grams of protein a day. And what I recommend that you do is at least take in three of those. Three of those meals. If you think the best way for you right now, I can't even say it. The way things are going in your life and being kind of like hectic right now, I would get a protein shake or a protein mix or some kind of protein supplement. But don't get in the situation like some women do, thinking, okay, that's what bodybuilders do and that kind of stuff. But see, bodybuilders are building body and muscle. And I guarantee when you start doing that, you're going to start noticing that you have a tendency to carry yourself a whole lot better because you're supporting the muscle. You're also supporting your strength. In the process of doing that, what I'm saying is your system will burn off the rest of it and you'll lose the weight.
Okay.
Also, get a vision board just for your body. Put on that freaking vision board, I want to weigh 120 pounds, but you also want to focus on what kind of body you want, which is a very healthy body. In my book, I already have it written down as healthy, balanced, toned. Okay? And even the idea of looking at dimensions, like if you want a 23-inch waist, then put that down and put it right where you're, when you, before you can get out of bed, that's the very first thing you see, all right? And then go from there on whatever you feel like you need to get a vision board for. I always recommend the ones at Walmart where they got the little cork boards that are in frames, little wooden frames, because you can actually pin the stuff on there. And then when you get done with that one point, then you can actually go back and pull them all off there and start all over again.
Yeah, I have one vision board, but I don't have it all focused on that. Maybe that's what I need to do. So,
are you really focusing on your focus board? Is there a lot of more focus on relationships on that thing?
No. It's just got all kinds of stuff. I built it about a year ago.
I'm just saying.
And I don't.
Go ahead.
Well, it's mostly I did it about a year ago when I wasn't in such a good place. You know, I wanted things
mm-hmm.
that. But now, things have changed for me over the year now that I do need to change it because what I want is totally different than what I wanted then. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. So follow through.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. That makes total sense to me. I keep my last thing of reading was manifesting and things like that.
Right. Hey, you know, things change and that kind of thing. So it's one of those things of getting more insight to the whole thing and just figure out what's going to go on. I'm just saying, especially with your carbs and that kind of stuff, is seriously, when it comes to carbs and sugars, you got to cut back on that stuff all together and try to go to more fruits and vegetables and fruits of getting your sugar. Seriously. Because it's like, I don't get the impression of any kind of like being a diabetic or something like that, but it just seems like... maybe somewhere in your astrology sign, if you got maybe Pluto somewhere around there where it slows down your immune system and that kind of thing, so it has an effect on you. But that doesn't mean you can't overcome it. Okay. That was crazy. Okay. I want everybody to welcome Desiree, adored angel, to the air. This is my co-host, Desiree. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm here. One of these days I'm going to have a better answer for that whole thing. But so, you know, be patient. It's going to happen. So, how's your day?
Good. I was just going to tell the gal Pam that just left if she could Dite, Picasso stone. Serendite is for weight decreasing in gemstone.
Mm-hmm.
That would work for her, putting them in that area where you keep all your emotions in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was freaking out that she disappeared that quick.
Well, maybe she had to go. Anyway, I'm doing really good. I've got my day here. It's the last day of the year of my abundant guidance. By,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I want to read.
Day of the year, huh?
Huh? Yeah, I've got 365 days, and it says that, know that love is the key.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, the prayer for today is, God and angels, I ask for your assistance in opening my heart. Please help me be aware of my soul, body. Guide me to leave behind any old pain, anger, or hurt, and enter the new year with clean and open heart. Assist me in loving seriously, with grace and acceptance. Help me love like an angel. Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
It's a resolution.
I know. So when I'm sitting here talking to you, does it come across pretty clear?
Yeah, it sounds pretty clear right now. You're breaking up, and I feel like when I talk to you, I'm getting an echo back.
You're also breaking up as well, so it's got to be the thing that's going on here. So we'll just deal with it as best as we can, so there's nothing to worry about. What was I going to say? So we got our little prayer out there for the day.
We've got our prayer out for the day, so the goal today is know that love is the key, and everything that you do or desire, love is the key. Portal is love. God's energy flowing into you. It's like a tank carrying more fuel for all. So you just want to be able to open up that year with that gift starting in.
Mm. Okay, so I guess we got a couple of people on the line you've talked to so far.
Pam, Pam, and she's gone, and we've got the next one up there, 605 Sarah. You want to call her?
Yeah, let's go to Sarah. See if I can do this. I'm curious. People are saying, why you keep saying, let's see if I can do this. Because every time I click on these buttons, it's kind of weird. I mean, you click it, and is that Sarah?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. I totally knew you were going to put me on first next.
Okay.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Wait, like, I have a question, though.
Sarah, are you calling from Utah?
I'm calling from California.
That was close.
What does the static mean with the when it like call lost? You know.
You know, I don't know. It's the last couple of days. Yesterday wasn't so bad. Today it seems like it's just fading in and out and that kind of thing. All I can say it's got to be Blog Talk Radio. That's why I can't trace it from anything else.
No, it happens to me all the time.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because there's some days I don't get any trouble at all.
Huh. Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was this like guy in my life, and we saw like the same shooting star at the same time, like totally fell in love, and then he went with his ex-girlfriend, but now he's calling me and wants me back in his life. And I'm really confused what to do. Am I supposed to let go or what?
Sarah, let me ask you a question. This is always baffling me when I sit here and pick up on things. You have a man who's made a decision and walked away from something that was really good. And then we sit there and get confused because we feel like we have to do something. We have to make a decision here when actually you don't have to do anything. And the situation I keep getting, what came across to me was indecisiveness. He was also attracted to something that was comfortable to him, something he can see the outcome of the relationship, which is not good, but he can still see the outcome. The idea of getting too close to you, for some reason, was it's a confusing thing for me because, I mean, I feel like that's what he wanted. He's looking for a close, loving relationship. He got that, and then he ran back to the girlfriend who is probably as indecisive as he is. So when I look at the situation, I see something where it's not a confusing situation where you don't know what you should do. It's the idea you know what you want to do, but the way you feel too is kind of getting in the way when you should sit there and look at the situation. So right now at this moment, isn't he still with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I knew that. Come on, people, call in here if you want to figure out why. But the point is, he's still with his girlfriend. So the point is here is the decision is very clear that you cannot go there because your angels and guides and the universe is saying, you know something, until he figures out and finishes what he's doing and gets himself out of it, you can never really seriously have a relationship that's going to be going forward with him because he still keeps going backwards.
Yeah,
plus, you're also looking for love in 2011, okay? I feel like he was a test. I feel like he was also a lesson. He's a soulmate. I feel like you're destined to find your significant other, and he's just not the one. I keep getting 4 months into the year. I feel like you're going to meet this person at the end of February, and then you're going to kick in to the point where it's like a friendship, and you should really develop that friendship. Don't push it, okay? Don't jump it. Don't have sex. Have a friendship. Have a companionship. Build the foundation that you need. Because if you let this go where it's going to go, you won't want anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your career is the idea of learning how to love yourself as well. And I feel like you're going to find something in the midst of, I keep seeing February, but there's also a chance that you could have something in January as well. So I feel like you're going to have choices. Now you don't have choices, but you got choices coming up in the first of the year. When did you say your birthday was?
September 14, 1992.
September 14th?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I'm sorry, guys. That's my ex-wife's birthday. But We won't hold that against you, I promise. So it's September 14th, what year?
1992.
What's the situation? September 14th. You're a five. You're also a Virgo. You're also a very strong Virgo, so you have that groundedness about you. You can be a little picky about certain things, but that's... It's something I wouldn't... It's like, I wouldn't call it... It's not a situation where you sit there and go, okay, that's a little nutsy. It's just that you have a particular way of having things done in your life. You seem like you're getting more focused and organized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the situation of things that you're working on, if you get to another point where you're at a point where you're not understanding what's going on, go inwards, not outwards. Okay? The situation with the boyfriend, you thought there was something wrong with you.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you. You're being who you are. The ideal, not moving fast enough or not moving slow enough. It's the ideal. Everything happened just the way it was supposed to happen. And the decisions and stuff that was going on that he did, he made those decisions according to what he thought he should do. So don't sit here and take it personally, okay?
Now, do you see him coming back to me?
The thing I see happening is yes, I do see him coming back. Is that a good thing? No, I don't think it is. I just think he's going to come back to you pretending he's not with his girlfriend anymore. He's a liar. And I want you to sit there and look at the situation and don't take it for face value because he can't be taken that way right now. So be honest with yourself. I just feel like you're going to feel it anyway. With the situation we've got going right now, you really don't want this guy back. You're in love with him. You care about him. That's who you are. That's understandable. We're questioning his intentions and his sincerity, okay? He's with somebody making this kind of thing because he's not happy where he's at. Well, that's not your responsibility.
Right.
And it never was. And he's trying to make it like, okay, if you would have changed some things about yourself, I wouldn't be here. He's full of it. Okay, it's bull. BS. I could get even stronger with that, but I think I'll keep myself down here. Because I feel like there's somebody a whole lot stronger for you. I want you to start going back the way you was before, being straightforward and honest and speaking your mind. Because you're going to find someone just like you, but you're going to be able to live with it because it's going to be something you've always wanted, but it's also going to be the relationship you've always wanted as well because somebody understands.
What sign do you see?
You might actually end up with another Virgo.
Oh, yes. I'm so done with Aquariuses.
Okay. So your career is definitely going to pick up in the first of the month. Okay, so just go and fall into place. If it doesn't happen as quick, you should. I'm just like I said before. We can make predictions all we want to, but you also got to do the work too. So if it doesn't fall into place as quick as you want to, make sure the definition that you have is correct. Like with boyfriends, can be a pain in the butt because here you are focusing on the guy and you get caught up in the situation and you go, I'm in love with this man, but then you have intention to go back to the list.
Mm-hmm.
Those characteristics, and you look at the situation and go, hold up, he's nothing like that. That's why it's not working out, because the person I've been focusing on, he's not. He was lying to me, and now he's showing his true colors. Now I can see that with my list here. I have to get back and focus on my vision, which I lost touch with just for a second, and get back there, okay?
Okay. Do you also see me being like... singing? Do you see my career picking up by any chance?
Do I see your career picking up?
Yeah, do you see me like becoming like famous?
My angels are saying famous? No. Comfortable and professional? How would we put this? Successful? Yes.
So I should follow that career path?
Yes, you should. That's because you keep getting pulled in that direction. Go with it. Just because you won't become famous, I think your angels are trying to protect you from yourself and thinking, no, you don't want that, man. Come on. That could be overwhelming in itself. Okay.
Well, thank you.
No problem. Plus, I would recommend you getting one of those past life readings as well. So take advantage of that $10, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You do know what I'm talking about, right? I didn't mean to throw it out like that.
No, yeah.
Okay, so just
you have a great new year.
You too. And thank you for the call. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. And thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to have a great year, I promise.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Who's this? Let me guess. You know, Desiree. Desiree. Well, we momentarily lost Desiree. I'm sure we'll find her. Let's go take and talk to somebody else and say, hey, what's up? And Brandy, you are on the air. You're on the show. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. And let's see. You are focusing more on career than anything else.
Yeah, or whatever comes up.
Whatever comes up. God, well, I'll tell you the truth, it keeps coming up a lot. Career.
Mm-hmm.
So we should definitely focus on that area and say, okay, what's up? I'll tell you what's up. Somebody, I keep getting this impression that you should be focusing on exactly what you want to do, exactly what you're thinking about right at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
So what are you focusing on, as in what do you think you're, because you're talking about career. Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting a business.
Huh?
I'm starting a business.
Okay. Now, when you say career, I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get a lowdown on what that means to you, career-wise, because you're trying to start a business of your own.
Right.
And most people put it in that kind of category of, this is my business, not my career. So you're seeing it as a career, so. When I pick the information up, I'm getting a cross thing here, so I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is.
It would be something in alternative healing.
Okay. Well, you are a healer yourself.
Yeah.
Don't you trust that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, I'm just saying. Let's see, I get the impression, too, that you should definitely think about maybe some of the thoughts that you do have in your subconscious mind that might be working against your success. Can you actually make a living at what you're planning on doing? This doesn't mean you can't. This is asking you, is there something in your subconscious mind that might actually keep you from doing that? There's actually a really good book that you should really look into called The Angels Within Us, where it talks about the 22 inner angels they govern gateways in our personal lives, like with abundance, career, success, and they help us remove certain things from our minds that we might be blocking those gateways. And that's what I'm saying here. I get this really, you're focusing, there's really a lot of intensity on career itself and this business, but it's also blocking the flow.
Right. I can see that.
Well, I'm just saying, relax, and have some faith in yourself. When I said you're a healer, you should be excited about that. Some people have a tendency to get a little overwhelmed because of their gifts, but it's also they don't maintain balance in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can take that one right now and tell you for a fact that the reason I started cutting back and stopped giving away a lot of free readings is because it's getting overwhelming. It's throwing imbalance in my own life, so I have to get that balance. I can't put myself in a situation of feeling sad because I might not be giving a lot of readings out there. I also have to be in a position myself of feeling comfortable to do that. And if I don't, then I have to honor myself as much as anything else. Or if I'm not, then I'll start attracting exactly what I'm not working on.
Right.
So you are a very powerful healer, and you need to have a lot of confidence in that. That means also healing your own ailments.
I'm real curious about, about the being a powerful healer. Is it more with medicine or with my words, or how would you say it?
It's you. What I'm saying with a situation like this, what you do is you sit there and you focus, and you let the energy take it where it needs to take you. This is also the powerful moment of saying, geez, are you having problems with your knees?
No.
Because I keep getting this strong impression with the knees. See, the knees are like, when you have problems with your knees and your ankles, a lot of times it's giving you a signal, a message that you're not being supportive of yourself.
Yeah, I'm not very grounded. I have a hard time being grounded.
Okay. So what you need to, so get that book. Gosh, I think, where are you at? What's the country? What state are you
in? I'm in Texas.
Okay, you're in Texas. I'm not sure about close, but definitely if you can, there's a lot of places on the internet. Me personally, I go to Amazon to get books and stuff like that. And I know they got those. And it's by a guy named, I'm sorry, that's one thing I should help you out with too, isn't it? The Angels Within Us. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit there and focus on that whole thing, get that book. That book will help you out to understand the tarot cards. That each one of those 22 angels represents one of the higher arcana tarot card decks, each one of those cards. It also helps you with a lot of things in the book itself. Plus, he's also got another book called Super Beings, where it helps you to overcome limitations to the power of the mind. So it even talks about how to get into your subconscious mind and to find those problems. Or maybe it's just a thought that someone told you when you were 8 years old, which I feel like that's pretty close, that you wouldn't mount.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. It's always stuck with me that I've had trouble making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way my whole life.
Yeah, I recommend you go back and check out my show on November 19th. That was called Changing Your Thinking, Changing Your Life. Can changing your thinking change your life? It's one of those things that people understand that thoughts have vibrations of their own as well. That's how you attract things, vibrational energy. So you have to watch what you say outside of your mouth because it's going to manifest in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes with situations and focusing on what we're not happy with, we're just reaffirming those instead of reaffirming what we're trying to change it to. So I'm just saying with the healing work is you. Okay? The healing work is you. It's when I sit here and say you, the angels are pointing towards you, saying, go inwards, and then let them guide you where you need to go. For some reason, I keep picking up Colorado with you. Because I feel like you're going to Colorado. And I feel like when you get to Colorado, you need to really look into the metaphysical stores there. So,
yeah.
Take it in, take what you got to do, see what happens. I mean, I'm just saying, if you find yourself in the next couple of months in Colorado, there's a reason for it, and you should follow through with that as much as possible, because I knew when I was in Colorado, it seemed like you could find a metaphysical store, no problem. And
I have a quick question, too. Like, do you see anything coming up with my love life anytime?
I feel like the more you work with yourself, the more you're going to attract that love life that you want. So go inwards. There's a really good, nice little meditation. It just simply says, I love. What you do is you take it, you focus on the energy behind your heart, that little space right there, and just keep focusing on it. And as you focus on it, say, I love, I love, I love. And don't be surprised if you start feeling a vibration in your chakras and your aura, and even to the point where you feel like you're encased in some powerful energy. That's just you connecting with you. And that's the energy that you use in the process of healing everyone. Because if you sit there and think about the Jesus concept and Jesus himself, he just touched people. There was no meditations and focus and all that kind of stuff. He was just a very loving, truthful man he resonated just that energy. So therefore, just the idea of just touching people, it worked. I also would suggest you get a book called Quantum Healing.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Yes, check that book out, because what it is talking about people, anybody can be a healer. It's just the idea of learning how to work with energy and your own energy and your own self. And if you get yourself in a situation where you feel like you can heal somebody, just focus on the ground chakra, which is the one right to your feet, and your root chakra. I would definitely work on those two because you're a healer and a lot of energy goes through there and can easily get clogged up very quickly, okay?
Okay.
You're a very powerful woman, but you have to realize that too and not be scared of it. I also believe that me connecting with you is you were a sister of mine in a past life. We lived in Atlantis. And when I say sister, the more you focus on that time of what the Atlanteans were all about, it's like watching Christians. They call each other brother and sister. Pretty much the same thing. We just considered we were all connected. It was energy. They used a lot of crystals. There was actually a civilization before that. For some, I can never remember the name, but I remember I used to live there because I had some really great crystals I used to use all the time. And powerful. So I'm just saying with a situation like that, of going through certain things in your past where the power kind of like got out of control.
I'm really intuitive too.
Well, sometimes in the situation, realizing I've done that before myself, when you get yourself in situations and you walk in around people and you just start picking things up just right away. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. It took me a long time to figure it out. I used to just think I was nuts.
Exactly, but you do like I do. People looked at me and said, "Hey, I don't hide it anymore. It's more, hey, what are you doing? How are you doing? What you do for a living? I'm a psychic." Okay, great. And one lady One person asked me one time, and she said, "Don't you ever wish you were normal?" I said, "Dear,
I have.
I am normal. You're the one that doesn't use all your gifts. I do." And then she kind of looked at me, and she's like, "That's a different way of looking at it. Now I don't feel normal." I said, I'm not sitting there to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm just pointing out a thing because you asked the question. You're asking the question for a reason. So maybe it's something that's coming through this whole thing of me reflecting back to you that's something you need to work on too.
Right.
So every time you cross and you come into someone's path, you're coming in that path for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And once you start seeing that and realizing that and seeing what's going on, you start doing things and making decisions spontaneously because the guidance comes through so clearly that you spontaneously make decisions and you know exactly what you need, you know, going from faith to knowing. And that's the thing you got going on this year. Just the idea of looking at things, and now you have a chance this year to actually look at the same things again, but this time you knew. I guess it's like the idea of saying the answer is that you know when you made those decisions then, and you made the opposite decision because of some kind of influence around you where you were kind of maybe a little bit scared of what's going on. Now you have the chance to do it again, but in a different direction. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Like I've been suggesting to everybody else, I mean, you know, it's one of those things if you really want to get a past life regression, they're really cool. I mean, I'll give you a really preview. It's where we work with your angels to guide you back to certain points in your past to help you to deal with issues that you're having now. And this energy would be great to do an hour session so we could actually take you back so I could actually show you, which I think I could actually do a whole lot better since there is a stronger connection here of brother and sister, that we could actually take you back to that point and to help you understand. Because I think once you did that, then you would be more more capable of just being who you are.
Right.
Okay, so it's a suggestion to you, but
okay.
I feel like it could really help you out. So when you're ready to do that, just let me know. Since you called me on the show, that rate I told you before, $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. It doesn't matter if it's a couple months from now. You can still use that, all right?
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you have any more questions, go right ahead. Shoot.
Oh, do I have questions?
Well, you don't have to, but if you like to ask one more shoot question. Hello?
Do you have another caller?
Oh, I got tons of callers.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want to hold anybody else up. You go ahead and go to the next call.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Very respectful.
Right. Have a great New Year.
You too. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And you have a great night. And don't go out, okay?
Don't go out?
Don't go out. Yeah, that's right.
Would it be bad to go out tonight?
Well, I don't tell people not to go out if it's going to be good.
Okay.
So, I just would not go out, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good one. Hi. Okay, Desiree, where are you? Okay. While we're waiting for Desiree to come back and give us her insights, you know, because I actually have a tendency to miss her input when we're doing these readings. So, but she's doing a fantastic job. If it wasn't for her, I think I'd be losing my mind. All right, guys. Dave. Or can we call you David?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. The name's David, right?
Yeah.
Okay, David, how are you? And go ahead.
I'm fine.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead and ask us a couple questions if you like.
Yeah, I wanted to know, what did you see for me coming up in the new year as far as love and finances?
Well, I feel like your finances are going to change very quickly. I feel like you're going to see some really major improvements right here in the first part of the year. I don't think you're going to see those until about the first of February. And your relationship, that seems to be something that's going to be coming up later in the year, more about 6 months from now. So we're talking mid-June, maybe the first of July. You also have to sit there, and I want you to do one other thing, too, is the idea of there's a lot of energy around you that's kind of scattered, so it's one of those things of focusing exactly what you want, okay? Don't be scared to really focus on exactly what you want in a woman. I think there's a lot of more thought put into the idea of what you want to do as work and career and that kind of stuff. But you can have success in both. You can have a successful relationship and a successful career as well. And it seems like we're trying to get balance here. And you're really focusing on that as well. I don't think you notice it as much as the other ones, but you're being drawn to certain things to balance out your life. So just continue to let yourself be drawn to those things.
That's what I've been noticing like the past year or so. Like it's like something else just kind of like took over. And it's kind of like I'm being led.
Yeah.
Like a lot of stuff.
Well, what I would recommend is do some meditations in the morning, try to connect with your angels, because that's who it is. I would recommend, if I could find it real quick, there's a lady out here. Let me find that information real quickly, because I really recommend it highly for you, okay? And I want to get that information for you. And I'm trying to find it as we speak. Okay. Her name is Barbara Reynolds. She actually has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. She's a fantastic channeler. Tell her I sent you. Her number, if you want to take it down real quick, because the reason I suggest that you do a channeling, she can actually help you know who your angels and guides and everyone that's around you working with you. Because I know by knowing those things, it just enhances the communication between the two of you, and we can actually accomplish quicker things into the new year, okay?
Okay, hold on. Let me get a piece of paper right quick.
No problem.
Pen, but no paper. Well, sometimes I have the paper, but no pen.
No. Hey, David, I know where you're coming from with that one. I had 1,000 pens over here, and I couldn't find one.
Okay, I found the grocery store receipt. This will do.
Okay. Her name is Barbara Riddles. Okay, you ready for the number?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 580.
Uh-huh.
917.
Uh-huh.
6470. You got that?
580-917-6470.
6470, that's correct. Give her a call. She's a very good channeler. She can give you any insights onto your angels. I called her not too long ago and got a reading from her myself, and she confirmed something I already knew with working with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, but also Archangel Gabriel, which I had thought about it, but really hadn't come to, I didn't really have a conclusion on that whole thing or confirmation on it, but she gave me that, and she gave me a lot of good things that I was limiting on in my life, and just opened right up, just opened the whole thing for me. Okay?
All right. Anything else for the New Year? You see coming in to me? Positive? I don't want to talk negative stuff. I have to face it anyway.
Well, David, the best thing to do in this situation, honestly, is start focusing on what you want, and that's it, because this is a very powerful year coming up. The reason, and I caution people that what you really focus on is going to happen. So I want you to focus on nothing but positive, but I also want you to focus on yourself and being honest with yourself exactly what you do want. And don't hold back. Don't put no limitations on yourself and say, okay, there's a girl who's got big breasts and she's a gorgeous little woman. Why would she want anything to do with me? Don't do that. Look at the situation and say, hey, that is a beautiful woman. I guarantee if you get to know her, she's also a beautiful woman inside and out. Are you going to be attracting her in the first place? Because that's the kind of person you are. You're being drawn in really, really strongly right now to go inward, to get in touch with your own self, because you're coming to a point in your life where you know there's more than just your physical body and what you are. So let that continue to go. You'll just mature more as a spiritual person, and you're just going to open up more doors for yourself, which is very positive, because all the things that you've been focusing on, woman, I'm not saying you want big breasty women. I'm just saying the ideal woman that you do want, someone you could actually be happy with, the visions that you see in your head, the dreams you've been having, those are coming. They're going to come to pass, okay?
Yeah, I've been having some doozies lately, too. The dreams, fuck.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, they're all playing themselves out. So don't look at them in a negative way. Look at them in a positive way. There's a lot of things that are going to be cleared out in favor of the new, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
No problem, and like I said, you can talk to her and get a channeling. If you want to get a past life reading with me, you know I'm pretty sure you know the prices, correct?
Yeah, it's $10, right?
$10 for an hour with me, that's right. So get my number off my site and stuff like that and check it out. I'd be glad to work with you because I love doing that kind of work because it's another way of connecting with your angels as well. So there you go. Anything else, David?
Cool. That'll be it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call, and you have a great night and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Bye-bye now. Okay. I don't know who you are. There's no information. I'm sorry. I wasn't getting crazy there for a minute. I've lost everybody. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I think I've mastered this.
Desiree.
I swear. I think I saw you get it out on like the first. Maybe. I don't know. Do you think
that's okay? Yeah. I'll stop all the interviews with the other people. I'm going to keep you, all right?
Sure.
No, you're great, man. You're great. You're fantastic. So don't think otherwise. We all got to master things in our own time, right? So you're good.
No. I finally get it. You know, it just takes me a while. It's like riding a horse.
I know, but why is it like riding a horse? I always fall off horses. Come on. How about a bicycle? I don't fall off of bicycles, okay? But I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at. So,
all right.
So did we? in the instance of your endeavors, did you find the 10th caller yet?
We are not on the 10th caller yet because numbers. 111111 who's listening. We're not.
No?
Not yet. We're getting close.
Okay, no problem. Let's go to, I don't know who this is because I have no information, but it seems like to me like it's a very nice woman. Area code 647, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
There you go. See, guys, I told you. It was a woman. I knew it. I didn't need no insights. I got it. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name's Mary.
Mary. I love Mary.
Thank you.
I think I
am. Calling...
You what?
I was wondering if my son and I already have a strong bond, but he's going through teenage struggles, and I was wondering if things will even out for him in his relationship with me.
I would say we definitely going to get an impression here that he's going to come into his own, where he's going to actually appreciate the things that you've done for him. So I think you should stop worrying about that.
Yeah.
When you say teenage years,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get asked a question about being 13.
He's about, he's 18.
Okay, that's about right, maturity-wise. You know, guys always have a tendency to mature slower than women, so 18, 13. I'm just saying, I keep getting 13 with him. So, I mean, there's something there about the whole thing of when you say he's going through a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any drinking involved here?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out when he actually started drinking because the idea of picking up the 13 mentality could actually indicate of drinking for a while. Or being not having, huh?
Last year he started.
Okay. With the situation, you're definitely going to get some balance in this whole thing. And this next year, you're going to see a lot of differences, but I wouldn't expect anything until about June or July. I feel like he's going to go through some situations where it's going to bring him closer to you because I feel like there's going to be some realizations on his part.
Mm.
Desiree?
Goodness. Yeah.
Would you have anything to add to that, Desiree?
You know, it's really difficult when kids come through this is that a lot of peer pressure that's around.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I know it is. So is there a way to get him in any type of a rehab program?
He won't go. I've tried so hard consistently. He just won't go. Unless he comes to me and says, I need to go, that's the only way.
Okay. Except that he, out of interestedness in him, doesn't he?
He has a what, I'm sorry?
He has a lot of intuitiveness in him.
Oh, does he ever?
Okay. All right. What I'd like you to do now, there has to be like a spiritual center of some sort. You need to get him to relate to kids. Guardians, the world for him.
That is true.
Okay, and I'm talking like you know, where I am in LA, we have a Gopi spiritual center, and it's just really amazing for kids at that age when they're 18 years old. Took my daughter to it. She is the best thing in the world, and she's been in rehab. She has. I've been through the whole thing with her, and she felt like she had just she found who she was.
Yes. Oh, I've tried making different spiritual suggestions, but every time I bring up that part, he gets very negative. He says he's turning agnostic. He doesn't want religion.
We're not talking about religion.
But okay. I know. This isn't his views. This, you know, as a teenager, that's how he views it, you know.
No, I understand that, but see, the point of drinking is the reason the drinking come in is because he's hearing the voices, his guidance and stuff, and he's trying to tone it out.
I know.
And if
he's trying hard for him to listen.
Mm-hmm. Right, if you can't find any place there that you can work with,
mm-hmm.
then we can offer our services as well. It might be a long distance thing, but we can still help you. And I can actually still, and I'm just saying, with the idea of the calling in here and the prices that we have, I still use the same prices with the counseling situations in here too. But the one thing about the thing is, the idea of saying quit putting limitations on things means stop being human. That means stop thinking of things and concepts of saying, he's a teenager, he's this. No, he's a human being. But he's a spiritual being that needs to nourish, and he understands this whole thing. But at the same time, he's also being influenced by his friends and that kind of stuff, of things that he thinks he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And how he would look.
Yeah, I'm letting him go through. Yeah, I'm letting him go through all of that. You know, once he's out the door, I just say, well, be careful of how you do things spiritually, mentally. Remember your values from home. And, you know, go out there and do what you can, you know, with all the peer pressure
mm-hmm.
going on. You know, and come to me, if anything.
I'm just
you know,
saying,
should,
with this I know, but what I'm saying to you is, it's going to be coming to a point where you're not going to be able to deal with it anymore because of how it makes you feel that you're going to intervene. So it's one of those things of working right now with the situation of really helping this situation out. What you really could do is work on
okay.
yourself, work with your angels, work with your guides, and if you can't get certain things to work for you, then bring in the divine to help you in this situation. Intervention from the angels
yeah.
and the guides can
yeah,
help this
yeah.
whole situation out a whole lot more than you can. But I just feel like you're going to get to a point where you're hurting so bad because you can't stand to watch it no more.
Yeah, because his body's deteriorating. That's fine.
Yes, because right now is the time to start doing it now. Because, you know, I understand letting him go through it the way he is, and I understand the same thing. I've done the same to my own daughter. But there are mm-hmm. times where you just have a tendency to go, I have to stay in the middle. And that's when I sit here and say, okay, divine, I need an intervention here of my angels working with her angels to help her with a situation of learning what she needs to do. Because coming from my human mouth, she's not picking it up, but she's looking at me as a human. She's not looking at me as a spiritual being. Or as any
that's
kind
right.
of thing, because she's scared to death of everybody else. We're like, my dad's a psychic. I can't listen to him because what will my friends think? Not realizing my friends are the ones that are getting me in trouble. I'm trying to keep you out of it.
That's right. That's right. That's so true. He's making little progress at a time. And I do believe in what you're saying. I'm meditating more often and calling on my stronger angels and warriors from ancestors past. So it seems to be slowly taking effect. They're guarding me quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep quiet, like you said. Let me keep quiet. Let him go.
Yeah. So
you're so right. I am meditating a lot more often. And it is helping. It is. I appreciate the reminder. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you see it getting better.
Mm-hmm.
That's helpful. You
and like
know,
I said, if you need some help, contact me or Desiree.
Okay.
Even sometimes, in this time of the situations, like I said before, they can be kind of brutal. But I'm just saying, give us a call. Maybe we can actually even focus on a place that might be you haven't seen that you can actually find a place too.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, our services are here. I've been working with them.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite that old. I used to work with younger children and their parents and dealing with situations like this. But
mm-hmm.
Every experience is a learning experience, even for me. So.
For sure. I just teach them right now about boundaries, self-respect, and being reliable in life and how
mm-hmm.
reality is. I'm keeping him on the reality issues, not the dreamy side.
Right.
That, you know, to weave. Because the dreams aren't going to come true if you can't struggle and be real. And you know, stop wanting things you can't have. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I gently give him a hug every time if I'm too stern, just to nurture that little scared little boy. I just nurture it a bit with a hug and say, you're worth the effort to do this.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about the situation about focusing what you can't have, but it's more of the focusing on the outcome of what you really want.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying to teach him.
Because sometimes you focus on things that you think you want when you should let the universe help you, guide you to the right solution and what you really need. That's going to take care of the situation you're in. Like him tracking
you're
the
right.
kind of people that can nurture him too as much as you can, but also notice that when you start focusing on positive things, you start attracting more positive situations and people.
It's true. I'm trying to do that more often to bring more blessings in my life, which will happen. I just no doubt.
Yes, well, this is a good year, so you know, don't be surprised. You go from taking baby steps to big elephant tracks. Okay.
It sounds good to me. I'll let you know the outcome. Thanks so much for your support, everyone. Have a happy new year, and I really appreciate your advice. It's well taken.
Thank you.
God bless everybody. Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Bye, Desiree. I think her name is.
And it's called.
Bye. There you go.
I'll let you get on. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Desiree?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So let's go on to our next caller, who is yellow. No, I'm just kidding. It's
yes,
just
you know.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Area code 302, Asia? Or Asia?
Asia?
Yes.
How are you? Welcome to the
good
show.
Good, how are you? Thank you. Happy New Year.
So, where are you calling?
Where?
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from New Jersey, but my phone is a Delaware number.
Okay, that's what threw me off.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
I just wanted some insights into maybe how my love life or some changes that may happen in my love life for the upcoming year,
mm-hmm.
and also career, like career choices or opportunities. I wanted to know if any of those are, coming.
Right. A lot of influences too, huh? Do you have a lot of input around you? People.
A lot of what?
A lot of input. People nosy.
You said nosy people?
Yeah, people nosing, getting in your business.
Oh, yeah, they try, yes.
Because I keep getting this influence of people giving you advice, and they're always thinking, almost like you get the impression if I was you, and you're just getting irritated with the whole thing because they're not you, they're not even close. I hate to say it that way, but sometimes you just got to speak the truth. The realizations of males around you who think they're so evolved and they're such childish. Does this make sense to you?
Yep.
So what I'm saying to you with the situation is, you're making these decorations, but sometimes you get a little bit, how would you put it? It's like some of those little thoughts sneak in from time to time and play havoc on your own self-esteem. And I hate to use the word self-esteem, but I'm just saying that when you, your inner voice can be suckered in sometimes where you start second-guessing yourself. And I feel like that some way there's a reason why why things have not happened as quick as possible. And that doesn't make you a bad person. It just gives you an idea of a place to start. To sit there and say, hey, you know, I got to quit doing that. That dude doesn't even have a job. Why do I listen to him? That kind of stuff. And so the one thing I keep picking up the most is like looking at the situation, forgive yourself. Because I feel like you still need to do some forgiveness for yourself. I would recommend sitting down tonight and writing a list out of all the people you should forgive. This is not the idea of condoning anything they've ever done. It's just the idea of forgiving and letting go. So therefore, you can go and move on forward. I would definitely just sit down, go over each one of these things for like 20 minutes, forgive him, forgive yourself, let him or whoever it is go, and then you say, I'm going to, and move forward. You're going to feel each one of these things that you do, and you go through them very slowly, you're going to start feeling a little more lighter and feel like a lot of weight's been taken off your shoulders because you keep hanging on to these things because you have this really strong sense of responsibility, and you take the responsibility on a lot of things that what people do to you. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
So what we're going to do at the beginning of the year, which is tonight, when you hear that ball hit the freaking ground and it's the next year, everything we've just talked about, you forget about and you let go and cut it loose. I would definitely invoke Archangel Michael here, if anything, to cut loose everything, not just in this lifetime, but many lifetimes, and understand that you are a super powerful person who's beautiful, who thinks about anything but nice things for people, and to stop letting other people, just because they don't see it, doesn't mean it's not true. And you know as well as I do. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
So just let that beautiful person shine through. You're a very gifted woman, so therefore the idea I keep picking up on is the career is something you love to do, and you need to really focus on that and figure what that is, because I feel like it's not that easy. But you, and I'm going to let you know that it is that easy, but you've been making it hard, because sometimes we have a tendency to let those old things in from our past lives block what we know we need to do, what we really want to do. And that's the whole thing here, is what you really want to do. The thing about being destined to do certain things is actually what you really want to do. It's what you came back here for, to rediscover this really beautiful side of yourself, and you've kind of like procrastinated on it. But that doesn't mean, you know, there's other things to be learned in this lifetime too. It's just kind of like taking a while to evolve. I just feel like this next year is going to be something that's going to really shoot off. I feel like in January that you're definitely going to come up what you need to do and what you really want to do and have a very, very successful business. And I feel like it's going to be coming together before the end of January.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
So what you need to do is whatever pops in your mind, and it's almost like they're trying to put these little pictures in your mind. Remember this, you love doing this, you love doing this, and then I just feel like you're going to sit down and start writing out ideals on how you can actually make that a reality. Don't you? Hold up.
That's true, too.
What's that?
I said that's true because I get tons of ideas in my head. Which have all been triggered by the fact that I'm in school.
Right.
So,
I just want you to take it all and put it all together, because I know for a fact when I started doing this business, there was a lot of things I wanted to do, and there's other things I've done in the past as well. And once I made the decision to put myself in this career, all those things have come into play.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and they're all come together, and they all become, it's all part of the career itself, not just making a choice on which one you should do. They're all gifts of yours for a reason.
So okay.
Why was you blessed with all these gifts if it was just the idea of choosing one? So therefore, it's like going from one gift to the other and then combining them all together. I think you'll see by the end of this year, you're going to be so confident with what's going on, you're not going to recognize yourself.
Well, you know, I've been having a lot of spiritual enlightenment recently, like within the past month. And I think that I'm seeing it all come together, you know. Even in my dreams and the whole new concept of balancing my male and female energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm starting to see things now, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I just wonder if my circumstances, you know, because you hit it on the news, my responsibilities are going to prevent me from following through with anything.
Yeah, strong responsibility, but you got to be responsible to yourself so you can actually be that strong person for everybody else. True.
Yeah, that's true.
Do it up.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for your insight and, you know, encouragement.
And if you get a chance, take advantage of those rates and get that past life regression too. We can help you out with a couple other realizations and get those out of the way and really give you some tools to work with in this next year. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call. Any other questions you might want to ask before you go?
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, and you have a happy new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, Desiree, would you have anything to that? Anything to really add to that?
Well, she's speaking right now. Her life is, and she also is, she created a situation, and saying that she feels that she cannot. these responsibilities upon her. But I think if she would step back and note that she can have the strength to call upon Archangel Michael to help her, then she will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I but in her tone, her work, which she can, you can change whatever you want to change.
Exactly.
Have the power. Everybody has the power to do it.
Of
wanting to do it. And I feel that you get a little bit over time when you did touch a lot of doctors around her telling her to do this, you need to do that. She's not listening to herself. So if, like she said, her intuition is starting to play, I would definitely just also, innocence came into play for her.
Mm-hmm. Innocence. Hello? Hello? Well, we seem to have lost Desiree. I just want to go over the information again, like we were talking about before, about getting private readings and those past life regressions and past life readings. If you want to get one of those things from me, one of those good, nice, good sessions, that's great. The way to contact me is area code 937-838-6337. That is 937-838-6337. Or contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or contact Desiree, which has a Doored Angel. Her number is 818-200-7431. The number again is 818-200-7431. And her website is adoredangel@yolasite.com. That again is adoredangel@yolasite.com. Right now we've got a great special going on where you contact us. For everybody who calls to the show for appreciation, we are giving you a special rate of $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour, which is a great way of going about it and getting those sessions in, and you can get it done. So give us a call. We'd really be glad to work with you. We were also talking about the situation with working with children who have special gifts and their parents. This is a year we're kicking that off of working solely with children and parents so they can actually have a good relationship of working on this, helping them understand their gifts, understanding how they work together and how they can work together. So if you have a situation like this, we can definitely work with you. And we want to work with you, so give us a call. We can probably give you the same rates, $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. There's going to be a lot more sessions with those, of course, of working with each other. But get it in there and do that kind of stuff. And for coming through the show, we'll give you those special rates for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. And we'll get those all squared away, get you guys where you can work together so we can help that child really develop their gifts and actually improve on their lives, and I think it will actually improve on both their lives. So give us a call on this whole thing. The numbers are 937-838-6337, or contact Adored Angel or Desiree at 818-200-7431. Give us a call. We'll be glad to work with you. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. So give us a call. Let's go on to our next caller. First of all, let's bring Desiree back because she keeps popping in and out. Desiree.
Yeah. Hey, I'm good. My site and my website is adoredangel.yolasite.com. There's a dot. There's two dots. There's two dots in it, just like yours.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? You keep on telling me that it has two dots, but I kept on telling you it didn't. So guess what?
No.
I'm the one in the wrong. So I wrote it on the chat room.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you, I only got how many hours is it till midnight?
I hear you. You know, we got to sit there. And you know something? It's one of those things people come to it on their own, and you seem like you're learning a lot of stuff, and you don't realize how much you're really helping me out in this whole situation too, because it's taking a lot of pressure off my shoulders. So now you've mastered the switchboard, and we're good to go.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what I did? I'll tell you something. I finally went and did my own show last night. I didn't want to tell you, but I had to tell you now because you're going to find out anyway.
Scroll, man. Scroll.
I did. I went on at 9 o'clock till 9:30, and I got two callers calling in. I felt so, you know, like, wow, I did it. So then so I'm going to go on at 8:30 tonight instead of 9 and try it again for half an hour every day. If I can, I know I can do this. So it has, mm-hmm. And I keep on promoting you while I was on it. I kept on telling, you know, that anyone that was listening that it was all about Psychic Journey Man. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So anyway, thank you so much for getting. And I was able to. What's so great about it? I'm so excited. Is that I was able to master my own switchboard.
There you go.
That's why I'm able to do yours today.
That's great. Yeah, that's good.
I feel so good. Okay. All right. Are we going to take another caller? Somebody that's waiting?
Yeah, we're going to get another caller. So everybody hang in there. Be patient with this. We're going to take more calls and that kind of stuff. We're just sitting there looking at the whole thing. I just want to go over some things real quick and say, hey, we really appreciate I Do for a chance of appreciating Desiree for what she does for me and everything like that. I said, I guess I have a spinoff, is what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, you have a spinoff. It's me.
So, Desiree,
what
is the name?
I'm calling it the Adored Angel Show.
Okay. Well, tell everybody, you're Adored Angel. You're on every night about, what, 8:30, 9 o'clock for about a half hour, and let everybody have the information so they can give you a call, too, because I think you're a fantastic reader yourself. I love your angel readings.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. And you know what? I did pick up another deck, which is really cool, is Angelic Messenger Cards by Meredith L. Young Bowers. And what's really interesting about this deck is it's all about flowers. The whole deck is on flowers. Beautiful flowers. And I just love flowers, so that it just tied into me. So we'll have to have someone calling in, get a reading on these beautiful angelic flower cards. Yeah.
All right. So let's get some people in line and get some questions asked, and then let's see what happens with that whole situation so we can take those cards for a run, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we actually have a birthday. I think it was yesterday. Lolita?
Yes. Hey, how are you guys?
All right, how are you? I guess your birthday was yesterday?
Yes, it was. I had a great time.
Birthday.
Well, thank you. I was wondering if you can tell me any messages for the new year coming up for me.
No, I'm just kidding. But,
well, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. No, the situation goes like this. You got a great year coming up. I mean, it's like I feel like your energies are getting stronger and stronger. Would you agree?
Yes, I do.
So I feel like there's a lot of work you're working on and you're doing going inwards. I would also suggest to you to do the little meditation I told the last lady. Well, not the last lady, but some of the advice I gave, I think it was a couple of callers ago, where I sit there and said, just focus on the essence behind you, right behind your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of focus there. Look down if you have to give you that visualization. And take a look at that. Focus, close your eyes, and just say, I love, I love, I love, I love. It's connecting to your inner essence. That inner essence is actually going to connect to all the things that you're looking for, too, as well. That's how it works.
I do a lot of visual manifestation while I do my pujas. I'm Hindu, so every morning when I am doing that, that's what I've been doing. It's like trying to change my subconscious mind and where I'm going to be at. At this
mm-hmm.
year, or trying to, you know, reach for goals spiritually or, you know, job-wise or financially-wise. So I definitely
mm-hmm.
do understand. I do want to learn how to meditate, though, so So that is one of the things I do want to learn how to do.
Right. And meditation is more for stilling the mind, but basically stilling everything down.
Yeah.
But also releasement, letting go.
Yeah.
Because everybody's trying to get control. Actually,
yeah.
It might sound funny, but the more you let go, the more control you have. Which means like you're in a situation where someone's yelling at you, and you're just real calm about the whole thing, you have more control than the person does. He's trying to inflict it on you, but he also doesn't know where you're coming from, so he's trying to make you react the way he wants you to react, to have that control. And the more calmer you are, you'll notice that he'll get more out of rate, which means
working. With that.
Oh, yeah. It's just calmly taking the person and throwing them out of your house.
Yeah, that's right. Well, do you see a job coming through? I mean, I've been subbing for the last 4 months, and, you know, I didn't know if you see any full-time job positions coming through for me.
The way it comes to me, sweetie, it's like this. You might actually walk away from what you're doing into something brand new.
Okay.
I keep getting that. Actually, I keep getting January, February, so it could actually come in either one of those months. I just keep getting the impression of focusing on what you're doing right now and asking yourself, do you really love doing this? And if you do, start focusing on a different outcome and a different solution instead of accepting it and compromising. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you're sitting there looking this way, so if I get this, that's great. If I get this, when you're not actually focusing on what you really do want, you're working on certain things. It's like with meditation, too. It's the idea of using your imagination and seeing yourself in a situation of focusing and calm and relaxation. It's the same thing with your life, too, as well, of being very calm and very still and not letting the world dictate. And I'll explain to people what that means when I sit here and say, don't let the world dictate your life. It's the idea of don't get caught up in it. You know, when you're sitting there going, hey, the week kind of thing. And then it's kind of like you want to shake the people and look at them going, the reason you're living week to week because that's all you focus on.
Right.
Okay? And plus, you're
definitely true.
Yeah, you're not focusing on yourself. So basically, the things you've been focusing on have taken over. So now let's get back to ourselves. Focus on what we really want. Focus on the essence of who we are. And the same thing I was telling the other lady, too, about focusing relationships into your life is the idea of focusing on who you are, which is the essence of who you really are, not the body you're in. And you'll still attract that. Because, I mean, I've had women say, well, I'm fat. How can I attract a good-looking guy? Well, I said, is that what you want? Yes, I do. I want the guy with a muscular chest and that kind of stuff. Well, I will say this.
I agree.
Right.
But I know what you were about to say because I say to all my girlfriends, I totally understand what you're about to say.
So, you know, it's the ideal looking at the situation. And I'm pretty sure we've actually seen situations out there where we go, how come that heavyset woman is with that guy?
Mm-hmm.
What is up with that crap? You know, what am I doing wrong? Basically, what you're doing wrong is you're not focusing on who you really are.
That's right.
And you're not affirming, and you're not really saying to yourself that you really have confidence that you could actually have that man.
That's right.
So, I mean, if you have a problem, if it is a weight problem, problems can be solved. It's the idea. Don't sit there and do like these women do and say, I'm fat. I'm okay with that. I don't care if it rhymes. It's not funny. It's one of those things that it's not the ideal of being fat. It's okay. It's the ideal. It's unhealthy.
Right.
It affects your body. It affects your energy centers. It affects everything that goes on. And basically, sometimes with weight problems, it could just be simply focusing on correcting your chakras and your auras to actually be in a situation of losing that weight as well. So it's like we were talking the other day about the gods and the angels and all them working together to help us to accomplish our lives. It's also the idea of utilizing what we have and working it all together as well. Success is yours if you want it.
Oh, yeah, I do believe that.
Success. Okay, so what you're going to sit here and say today, you're going to say, I dictate my success.
Yeah.
There is no world because I am the world. This is not a self-centered thing, guys. It's basically getting back to basics. And how they tell you all the time, change your life, change yourself. So therefore, we're just doing it in different ways. If that affirmation is better for you, fine. If it's not, then find one that suits you. But always remember, stop letting the world dictate your success and you start doing it. Don't listen to the news. Say, the economy sucks, so the job rate's up. That's for people who haven't got it.
No, they don't. And that's where you have to really manifest it and put it in your subconscious mind and just put yourself in that scenario like you're going to be there and not listen to anything else. But I think a lot of people are so in certain places in life where they can't really do that because of bills or whatever. And I'm fortunate that I have a great, great support system, my family, where it allows me to focus where I need to be at. So I don't have the urgency. So that's where my probably difference is with a lot of people. But there's a lot of people that can't do that.
So do you have a weight problem?
No, I mean, not really. I work out every day. I mean, I could stand to lose a couple of pounds, you know, like everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so I've been working on that. Huh?
Then you really don't have a weight problem. It could be a problem.
No, I could be more healthier. I have one kidney. So I do really need to be cautious. And the last month, I've been gorging on Indian food, which, because I don't cook at home. So one of my mom's, you know, I eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's all carbs. But I get back to the basics really quick.
Do you have a problem with sweets?
Oh, yeah, I love sugar.
You need to stop. You need to sit there and talk.
I will. I
heard that.
I'm not going to try sneakers, I promise.
No, I agree. I agree. My last 30 days have been gorging. I've just been celebrating because I feel like I'm about to shift and I've been home. I had a healer that came to my family, so I've been doing a lot of work for my family as healing everybody. So internally, I'm just eating because success has been there, you know. I mean, miracles have been happening in my family. So I'm celebrating. But when it comes back to basics, like I used to be a personal trainer, I have to get back on the grind. So, and I'm back at my home now, so where I'm at, where before I wasn't in my own home. So I'm going to be okay.
How'd you feel about the personal training?
Oh, I loved it. I did it for 2 years, but I refused to train ladies anymore because they didn't want it as much as I wanted for them, and I didn't know how to balance that, where it was causing me not to be successful in my weight loss. So I didn't learn how to balance that, and I can do that again, but I won't go back to that.
Was it? Yeah, you need to work on your own business.
Yeah.
Your own career. You need to develop a basement into a nice gym.
Oh, I don't do that anymore. That's what I used to do, like, you know, when I used to run my own business.
Well, I'm just saying, I keep getting that's something you should do, but you need to focus and get balance in that situation, so you can't just walk away from it. You have to learn how to get balance. The reason I suggest that and the reason I keep seeing that, focusing on that, is because it's going to lead you into other things with certain clients where you're not going to have tons of clients, but you're going to have some well-paying clients.
Right. Now, that's a lesson I did learn, but as far as the passion, I don't want to go back into personal training. I want to be a teacher / healer somewhere, so I'm trying to find out what area that I want to focus in. So that's where my goal is. Like, I want to help teenagers and young adults.
Why don't you try this, too? The idea of personal training is the idea of helping people to motivate themselves to get their butts in shape. That's true. But there's also a spiritual concept with it as well, because I'm a personal trainer as well.
So
it's the ideal of you're going to be a personal trainer, and maybe it will be a sole career, okay? But it will definitely be a part of everything you do, because, I mean, I just gave someone advice not 10 minutes ago because of a situation she was in, that they all connect. They're all intersecting with each other. So what you need to do is, like I said before, there are certain things that have fear to them, but you need to plow right into them like you always have done in the past. Then you're going to see something on the other side that they're going to merge together and be one.
Okay.
Because you're a very strong healer. And you need, plus you also have, got to keep picking bad knees up with you too. Do you have pain in the right knee?
No.
Have you ever had any kind of anything with that knee itself?
I fell on it while I was running or walking on the treadmill, and I've actually just kind of let that pain go. A lot of it was weight from back in the day, so I don't have any knee issues. I do a lot of elliptical, and I do everything I need to do, but I don't have any pain issues.
Okay, well, I just feel like you're going to have some knee issues come up with that knee again, so just do like you did before with the healing and everything like that. Heal yourself. Because you got to start. I feel like you're going to heal yourself, but also it's going to propel you into another. Well, it's going to be a career. You're going to be self-employed, working with, doing a lot of very strong healing with people. Plus the idea of the personal trainer. Did you ever think about going into more of therapy work, physical therapy and that kind of stuff, instead of dealing with just personal trainers per se?
No. I really wanted to teach on the high school level in business ed. I had my own business for 8 years, and mm-hmm. I've always wanted to become a teacher. And like right now where I live at, I'm going to live in a middle-class area, and I'm always helping some teenager. I'm always helping somebody in
cool.
education side of it. So even for healing, I'm always doing that type of work. I just feel that's where my purpose lies. And it may change directions. I don't know. But
mm-hmm.
that's what I've been focused on for the last year and a half. And I've already got hired from a high school. So that's my first step. I'm just waiting to start. So,
okay.
you know,
I'm just
I know
saying
if it's time to change,
teacher.
It will change.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you've always been a teacher. So, therefore, you're just finding a different avenue to do it with.
Yeah. And it could be in a difference of maybe it may not be just an education teacher. It may be a different way of teaching. And so I totally understand what you're saying. So I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yep. Like I said, it's on. You know, it's one of those things. I guess I'm just giving you the heads up. So.
No. I appreciate that.
So with the situation, everything else seems to be really good in your life. I would say one thing about if I did pick up any kind of weight problem. There's maybe still some residue from when you was in a situation that you didn't like. It's just something that you might want to think about. It might be a way of clearing out some of that residue that actually, you know, some of the things that are coming up, you might be able to see them clearer.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, I do.
Any other questions you got for us?
No, that's about it.
Let's see. I just want to see if Desiree had anything to add to that.
Well, I have a lot to say about this. I do. You know what? I've been listening to you, and I've been listening to Psychic Journeyman. And, you know, he's really trying to help you out. And if you can just make it very simple for yourself, all of these great ideas that we're trying to give you that he's basically been giving you for the past 20 minutes or so, just resonate with them. Resonate
okay.
that makes you feel good.
Okay.
Okay? So don't get overwhelmed with it. All right? Because because I don't want you to. But
I'm just like, I just have a lot of maybe say chaos in my house, so I guess I should be focusing on what's going on around me right now.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
lie to you. It's New Year's Eve. Everyone's, all the girls are getting dressed. So I'm going to be honest.
Okay, no problem. I guess you got to scoot around, man, huh?
Yeah, I can hear it. That means that you got to get ready to wherever you're going.
No.
Well, that oh.
Well, she had to go. You know what it means. I know what it means when they're telling you, come on. They're saying, hurry up.
She was like out there, you know, okay.
Oh, she had to go. And I know what it's like. It's called, you know.
Gotta go.
All right, well.
Let's go on.
Happy New Year to her.
Happy New Year. And if you can call back and let us know that you didn't get overwhelmed with your girls and they knocked you off your chair or something like that, okay. So.
Exactly.
Let's go on turn. Next caller. Hey, how are you? This is Steve, I think. Yeah, Steve, how are you?
Steve.
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I finally figured it out. So how are you doing, Steve? Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year.
Have you ever called us before, Steve?
Yes, I have.
I figured, yes. So you're trying to get some insights onto how to use energy?
What is it, this shift, this energy shift, what makes it so different from previous ones? Have you got any messages from the angels? Have they told you, you know, what is it about it that makes it so powerful for all of us?
The shift is the ideal of everything moving forward. And as we move forward, we go into certain periods of energy. And as we go further along, we keep getting stronger and stronger. It's just that sometimes people have a tendency to be overwhelmed by certain things. It's like, I'm pretty sure you've actually studied biorhythms. So you have high rhythms.
I've heard about them, yeah.
Yeah, you have high and low.
Yeah.
Well, see, what happens is we go through high periods, and we can really manifest and accomplish a lot of things. And the reason we go through the low ones, because it's like being happy. You couldn't be happy 24/7 because you'd go nuts. So it's a way of balancing everything out. And we've gone through 2 years where we should have realized and got back to basics instead of taking on so much. It's the ideal. Someone's saying, I'm having financial problems, but they got 4 cars parked in the driveway.
Right, right.
Okay, it's one of those things of balancing out. It's the ideal of clearing out the old in favor of the new, but it's also the ideal of kicking things to the curb that you really don't need. And sometimes as a human race, we have a tendency to just keep going and keep going and keep going and not really taking a lot of notice into that. The next thing, we got 4 cars outside. We got this going on, and you know, people are in big old houses who can't afford the gas bill because it was just something that they just didn't listen and they took on too much of. So 2011 is a year I think it's so powerful is because people, and if you start to look at people's attitudes, they're all talking about 2012, the end of a cycle, when actually it's more of an ending of a cycle and going into a new cycle. So, okay, if the world was going to end, why would it say the end of one, the beginning of another? You know, and how do we know that the Mayas just didn't make the calendar that went so far, okay, but never got a chance to complete it because they got
right.
back on the ship, they got back on their ship and left. You know, it's like, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, sometimes I wish I think I get kind of angry about that because they didn't take me with them. But, you know, there's certain things about certain situations that then you say, okay, we didn't get a chance to do that. And as humans, I'll put it like this. Humans drive me nuts because they have a tendency to focus on the human side. That's almost like saying, it's like I'm trying to make a decision. You go outside and you ask your Chevy, what should I do? When in actuality, and what I mean by that whole thing is, it's like you are a spirit. You are a spiritual soul. And you have a body which protects you. Okay? It's like your car. Okay? When you go from point A to point B, you're protected. Certain things happen to it just like your car would. You fix them, you go on, you do what you got to do. But the same thing is, letting your body dictate your decisions is like going outside and asking your Chevy, what kind of lunch should I eat right now? When you are the sole person, the spirit that's at the driver's seat. And God and the angels are all... And the reason you feel so drawn to the angels and God and stuff, because you're the essence of that too. So you're basically being attracted to go home. Now, we consider a look at the situation of 2011, where basically what it's saying to you is, for the first time in history, all of those things are actually coming closer together than they ever have.
When the veil's being lifted.
What's that? I'm sorry?
The veil's being lifted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start seeing more people that are actually merging with their higher selves as being
right.
one. Yes.
Right. Right.
So when you have that kind of energy going on, and we also look at the situation of this is the first time you've ever had that kind of feeling, it could be overwhelming. So I was telling everybody, the reason I'm being cautious, because I've always told that when you just by the idea of having 11, because the angels are telling you that this point, that a very strong vortex is opening up. And if you look at the way the planets are aligning and that kind of stuff, it all seems to be working. And then it's just those things are just, I guess you say, physical manifestations to prove the point, that they're all coming together for a point. And with all this stuff falling together, we're all going to have this great stuff going on. And now it's time to, we're coming to the end of the year. Now it's time to take one step forward and just stop thinking about that and start putting it into play. And say, okay, now
right.
I know, fact, that the energy is there. Everybody can start feeling it now. I mean, people are starting to feel that as we go into the next year, they're already feeling like all those things that they've been focusing on are just right around the corner. That means that
yep.
portal, that vortex, that energy is opening up. That little, you know, little energy. Well, it's not yet. It's not little, but portal. The portal is opening up right now, and all we're trying to do is come up.
Something.
Yeah. So it's
yeah,
like
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And I'm just trying to get everybody, the reason why we're pushing the past life regressions and the past life readings is the ideal of connecting with things that so that we can never, so we can no longer let them hold us back. So we can actually really... How about that?
Things that are blocking you that you don't even, aren't even aware of. That
exactly.
Don't even come from this. Yeah.
That's why I always invoke Archangel Michael into the whole thing, because it's the ideal of asking him to cut the cords of things that maybe, like you said, you know they're there, but you can't feel them or you can't see them. So it's the ideal of saying, cut all the cords, even the ones I can't see, because I know they need to be cut. And if it's something I need to look at, help me, you know, help me to see that as well.
So for releasing things, he's the best person to call on?
Yes. You use that imagination of yours and see Archangel Michael in your mind and imagine these little etheric cords that are attached to parts of your body and, you know, trace it back to the source of where they're at and just ask him to come with his sword and just cut them loose.
But you've got to ask.
Yes, you do have to ask because it's free will. They will not violate your free will. But as soon as you, but they're sitting, it's like this. It's like an anticipation of a kid sitting there waiting for, because they want, like, you know, the son wants to help his dad, but dad hasn't asked yet, and he's just sitting there waiting. But as soon as that invitation comes in, he's not like a shot. And that's exactly what your angels are doing. They've always been there, and they're looking for that reconnection and opening up that communication again like they always are.
Cool. I want to ask you about my job.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I'm here.
Anytime you want to throw something in there, go right ahead. And Steve is with us right now. I know you were busy. Go ahead, Steve.
It's been kind of slow for the past few weeks with sales because during the holidays it usually slows down. I was just wondering if you think sales are going to pick up at our job this next month.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so like if you're asking if sales are going to pick up basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want them to?
Well, it's my job to help, you know.
Well, I'm picking up Believe and Trust. I'm using the Archangel Michael card. It says, before going to sleep tonight, please enter your dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. And let Archangel Michael be filled with the, let you, yourself, be filled with strength and courage. So, you have to put out there.
Okay.
Put out there that the sales are going to make. You have to manifest it already that it's already happening.
Okay.
Does that help in that regard? And
that can do that.
It's a favorable outcome for you.
Okay.
It's perfect for everyone involved. And just thank you again. It's just to have trust and faith. So
will
that
do.
Can so be a favorable outcome on coming children increasing.
Yeah, see January as the most productive month of the year.
Wow.
Is this something that you're doing for your life purpose, this work?
No, this is like my day job. I'm a musician.
Nah.
Okay. Right, that you're a musician is this, you know, it's just the love that you have to do this work.
Right, that's my true passion.
You also do some writing as well, right?
Not really. People bring that up in readings, but no, I'm not lately. Not really. I have the potential, but I haven't done it.
Right, but you do a lot of thinking about particular songs.
Oh, yeah.
How you can do them better, doing different things with that music in that kind of way, but you do it in your mind.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying to you, I'll suggest writing it down from time to time because I feel like once you start writing it down, I don't see you stopping, and I also see an inkling that brings on more popularity of you.
Okay.
It's one of those things you have to watch out for because your popularity, once it kicks in, could actually be overwhelming in some ways. But when I say popularity, it doesn't mean that you'll be like Michael Jackson or something like that. I'm just saying you'll be popular. But it'll be enough that it'll be satisfying.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So how did you like having Barbara, I forget her last name on the show, because I like her show a lot.
Barbara DeLong?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I love her energy.
Yeah, I love her. She's great. I love having her on the show. She's been on the show twice. She was on one Friday, and I think he was there too.
She's got a beautiful energy.
Yeah, she does. She's a really nice lady. I just love her because she just seems like she's just caring about everybody and anybody who comes on the line. She always wants to be positive, and she stays away from the negative, which is good because she's always focusing on that positive for everybody else involved as well.
She said that I heard her say that people accuse her of being a Pollyanna, but she's not really.
No. It's just that inner, deep, caring, loving people. And if you listen to her talk, she loves herself as much as, you know, she can't love yourself and love other people. It has to start with you first anyway, and she seems like she's really got that down.
Oh, yeah, she's very together. All right, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for all the information. I appreciate it.
Mom, I got an hour to go here. Hold up.
Okay, well, you have a happy new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
We are...
Hold on. Steve? You still there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You are? Okay.
Get one that... I've definitely put a lot of energy into getting those past life regressions. It'll help you connect with your angels if you can. So think about that, and when you decide you want to do that, just get back with us then, okay?
Well, I intend to. Next month. Next year.
No problem. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then. You have a happy new year. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Desiree.
We're doing good. How you feeling over there?
Mom, I'm still on the air. And this is a credit crazy. You know something? I recommend all you guys out there shooting your family.
Well, you've been off basically, you know, moved to Colorado Springs, but Pam.
I wish I would have got her phone number.
I haven't.
Okay. So,
I've offered LA too, so I don't know. You're going to have all these choices now.
There you go. There you go, 831. You're on the air, and we talking about Mary. Mary's
mm-hmm.
sick.
Hi.
How you doing, Mary?
Okay. I'm actually right now calling from the hospital as we speak. I have a lung disease, and I was recently, just the other day, put on the waiting list for a lung transplant, and I wanted to know if it looks like I'm going to have to wait for a long time, or do you see me waiting? How long do you see me waiting?
So you're waiting for... Okay. No,
mm-hmm.
I was just trying to put that in perspective because it seems like there's maybe it's just worry that's in, how would you put this? It's like a darkness around the whole thing where it's just like you feel like this. You're worried a lot too.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking a lot.
Well, see, we're talking about a lot of talk about manifestations and focusing on what you really want to happen. And then it happening very quickly and not letting everybody tell you what's going to happen here. Because a lot of times a situation like this, I'll sit and tell you it's going to take a long time. But I've actually been in too many situations where, like I've done this before, I told a story about on the air where it was basically a woman and it was a couple that were trying to get their kid into a school. And everybody kept telling them that they don't change policy. They just don't change policy. This is life. That's not going to be, and blah, blah, blah. And they stay calm and faithful and just knowing through the whole thing. And it just exactly where they saw it playing out. And they actually got their son into school early. And they didn't have to wait a year. Because the school was trying to make him wait because I guess his birthday fell a month after the date. And they felt like she'd be able to be getting there just because it was just 1 month. And it ended up being just like that. And that's why I feel like in this situation here, of focusing on this transplant and getting it exactly to happen, because I feel like a lot of things can happen. I keep getting the first part of the year. I'm just taking a breather because I would also, I just feel like she should also do you meditate, Mary?
No.
In situations like this, it's very important to still do chakra clearings and auras. cleansings and balancing out your body, just because so in the process of getting these things to come to you, also the process after you do get them, it just speeds up the healing process. So meditation is the idea of connecting with your divine guidance.
Okay.
And this situation would be very helpful because you'll be able to connect with your angels, but they can also help you get through this and give you the strength you need to focus on how you want your outcome to come. Because plus it's the idea of connecting with your angels to get inside information exactly how this whole thing's going to play out. Are you okay?
Yes.
So do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I understand. I mean, I know, and like you said, it happened so fast. So the other day I did have an emotional breakdown because it happened so fast. All the emotions are, you know, flooding, but I'm okay now, and I know that I can do this, and now I'm going to come out. I do have a lot of faith. You know, it is, I'm kind of, I know, obviously I'm really scared, but I'm so happy at the same time. But I know that everything will come out okay. I worry about the wait. I worry about how long I'm going to be able to strong enough to wait, you know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the meditations connect with your angels.
Angel, picked up an angel card for you, Mary. God is in charge. Dear God, your prayer, please help me let go of this situation, giving it in faith and trust to your divine wisdom and infinite love in order to resolve and heal everything and everyone involved. So he's going to for you. All you need to do is ask. Okay, and you call Archangel Michael, and you ask him to help you. And if you believe that they're helping you, that's all you need to do, and just surrender that, and stop with the worrying, and then leave it alone.
Answer
prayer. Right? But we just need you just to know that God's in charge. They're your angels. They're all around you.
His
time is always perfect.
Right?
That's
it. It's spiritual. And this is like a spiritually growth situation of growing spiritually to really tap into how strong you really are, not letting your body dictate that strength.
Right. Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
Right, you just lean on and just support.
This is actually an opportunity for me, right? An opportunity.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of things coming through at the beginning of the year, so we want you to stay focused on that so they can all come to pass now.
Okay.
And start focusing on that. It's like when you focus and you're visualizing this. Don't visualize it coming to you. Visualize it already happening.
Okay. Great. That helps.
Because I picked out an angel card, too, for you. And the very first one I picked out was answered prayers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a happy new year, and I guarantee you, you'll see miracles happen here. It's going to freak you out, and you'll be calling us back and telling you how things are going, okay?
Okay. Happy New Year to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Where am I at? There we go. Oh, I had the wrong one. Don't you love that? Okay, I lost my mind just for a minute. Let's see what we got here. Okay, area code 602. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm fine, Donnie. It's Bee in Phoenix.
It's who?
Bee, Beatrice in Phoenix.
Beatrice, how are you?
I'm fine.
I thought you said Steve.
I'm sorry?
I thought you said Steve. That's what threw me off.
Oh, no. I haven't changed my gender, and I don't plan to.
Okay. No problem. Go ahead.
My question is, I have this girlfriend by the name of Lynn, and she acts sort of, like, weird sometimes, and I think she's getting Alzheimer's, even though she's going to be 61. She'll be 62 next March, but I was just wondering what you pick up about Lynn.
Okay. I don't know, but I feel like really pick up Lynn as the person who doesn't act her age. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, she just seems like she's, there's a lot of things going on with her, but I just feel like she's, I keep getting that she's discovering a lot of things about herself.
She's what, scared, you said?
She's, well, what I pick up is she's discovering a lot of things about herself.
Okay.
And she's not too happy about, she's kind of, and the idea of using the word scared would not be too far from it.
Okay.
And you, okay. And you said, what was the one thing that concerned you?
Well, I mean, we go to the movies together because I get these free passes, but, you know, I'll give her a call. I've called her like 3 times in the last week, and she doesn't return the phone calls. And sometimes when I call her, I says, you're messaging me. So, oh, really? I mean, she doesn't work because she's retired, but she doesn't have the brains to check her answering machine when she gets home.
That's true too, Beatrice, but you also have to understand one thing. It's not the ideal of not having the brains to check her answering machine. She's just preoccupied. So it's not like she's ignoring you. I feel like when she does get around to the idea of seeing and I guess paying attention to what's actually going on in the house, that she's very, I don't know, she likes hanging out with you. She definitely.
But she also, I think she also has like a drinking problem too, which I don't drink, but I think she does.
Yeah. And that could also be part of the absent-mindedness, too.
Right.
I feel like it's something that we wouldn't say that something that she just acquired is something she's had for a very long time. And some other aspects, too. Fearful is the ideal of certain things that she's doing, too, that she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
I keep getting the word dementia.
Well, that's the same thing as Alzheimer's.
That's why
I think she's going through that, because it's like, you know, whatever.
Dementia and Alzheimer's is like getting lost. Dementia is more of the idea of losing the dimension of what's going on, the gravity of what's going on, like just not really caring about a lot of things and being nonchalant. Alzheimer's, I think, is more of a line of forgetting. Going back to a certain point.
But some people get dementia first, and then they get Alzheimer's after that, you know, when it gets more advanced.
True.
It starts up, sometimes that dementia.
And we can actually trace it back, too. I got messages from my angels that talk about these diseases are caused by people who really don't focus a lot on stimulating their minds and their brains and keeping it going. And with the idea of losing track and losing connection is also the way of you losing connection with angels and guides as well. So when you open those back up again, a lot of people just don't get those anymore that are very spiritual. But people who have a tendency to be stuck in the world of the ways of the world, have a tendency to lose touch. And it's playing out in the world just like that. You lose in touch. And everybody's losing touch and going on and getting caught up in the world, and these things are happening. Plus, your friend seems like she might have a drinking problem, but she might actually be drinking from aluminum cans as well.
Oh, you mean beer?
Yes. Well, aluminum has a tendency to get into the system, into the brain, and it actually, the buildup of aluminum in your brain keeps the sensors, those little sensors that go back and forth, it blocks them. So the brain can't communicate with itself.
Well, we're both enrolled into this medical study, and we're having a screening on the 5th at 5:30. Is she going to call me before then, or am I just going to see her on the 5th at the medical study?
You're going to see her around the 5th.
Okay, so she's just not going to call me for 2 weeks for some strange reason.
I'm sorry, but I keep seeing the 5th.
That's fine.
I'm just giving you the heads up, girl.
Anything else you see happening in my life? For the new year, I've already got 5 more hours left. 5 and a half more hours.
everything's going to be, it's like one of those things, you should be sitting back and just embracing what's going to happen to you.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Talk to you next year.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. No, I'm tired. How much rest are you guys? Desiree.
Here, I'm with you.
So, what's up? It's like
well,
long talk, huh?
It's day, huh?
Yeah, I guess we could. Should we,
Yeah, get, I know.
Let's get with the callers. See what's up, see what's going down.
So, you know, you're 3 hours ahead of me, which is, what, 8:30 over there?
8:25.
So what are you doing afterwards?
I actually have a reading at 9:30.
Okay.
And then I'm going to the gym.
You're going to be going to the gym?
Yes, and then when the new year comes in, I'm going to be a whole lot healthier. But at least I won't get hit by a car from a drunk driver driving home. Of course, we shouldn't think about these things, but what I think about is I live in a town full of drunks. So the best thing to do is just be realistic about the whole thing. And why would I want to go out in a town full of drunks and then get mad at myself because I got hit?
Well, not only that, let's say you do go into any of those bars, right? You're going to be picking up every entity possible to attach to you that you'd be bringing home.
That's true too, dear, but I've actually worked at this a very long time. So when I walk in the beer and walk in the bars, I already know what to expect. So we're gonna make sure that don't happen. See what I'm talking about? Focus and positive and the solutions. Oh, area code 561, you're on the air. The button got pushed and I'm pretty sure you're taking it all in here, but you're more welcome to voice your opinion as well. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, Dan. Now I'm debating whether to go out. You guys are like getting me scared here. I'm like, I didn't know.
Scared? No.
We're not trying to scare anybody. Plus, I want everybody to know one thing. If you're on the line, if you're still waiting to get on the show and ask your questions and we run out of time, I want you all to sit and wait and be patient because we're not going to cut it off right there. We're going to keep doing this until there's no more callers. So, don't feel that you might have a chance of missing out because you might actually get in there and answer that question. So start listening to that intuition and stop listening to your head. So
I didn't know if I wanted to go to the house party or this other party. Just debating. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, dear, but you should go to the back of the
Hello? I said I'm debating whether to go to this house party or this other party at this place.
Okay, I'm just saying, the way I pick up on it, the second one that you were talking about is the one you should really go to.
The house party or the other one?
No, to listen to me. You said the house party or the other one. The other
right.
one, the second one. That's the one I keep picking up on.
Oh, okay. But the house party, I wasn't, the guy wasn't too nice when I called him up. And asked him what I could bring. He practically hung up on me when I asked him, could I bring Christmas cookies? Because he said it was only going to be Jewish people there. So,
I'm just saying, you know, you got to watch signs, no matter how simple they are. He's an asshole. So I say it that way, but I just say it. Don't go there. It's the second one. Not the house party, but the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any questions? Okay, how about the next year?
Yeah.
You have any questions?
Yeah, I want to see what you see about romance coming up for me, unless I meet somebody there tonight.
I guess in some ways that could be bad news, but because I don't feel like you're going to meet anybody. I feel like you're going to have a good time, a whole lot better than you would at the other place.
Yeah.
I think you're actually going to hear some things about the other place, so some things that got out of control. Jewish people can be pretty mean. I'm just saying in that situation. I'm just saying in that situation.
Jeez.
Not in general. Not in general.
Well, I think
not
that's
general.
Kind of prejudice. Honestly, I really think that's really prejudiced to only want, like, only Jewish people there. I mean, I really think that's rude.
Yes. It's called
you know what? so like-minded. So you know what? If you want to be narrow-minded about the situation, I'm telling you that, you know, you got a party and it's going to be like that. Well, this is, you're going to have to understand that they're viewpoint. And if you want to go with that viewpoint, guess what? You're going to be in the same kind of company.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Romance in the next year is 2 months in the making. I actually get around February the 21st.
You got a date?
I mean, I don't get dates all the time, but when I get them, I take them seriously. So I get February 21st.
After Valentine's.
No, you don't want a Valentine's thing. That's a Hallmark holiday.
Nah, it's too much pressure for somebody you just meet.
Maybe. But the next year will be a whole lot better. Because of the person you meet at the end of February, the next February will be something you'll be looking forward to.
Anything's going to be better than a year ahead. It's been a year from hell.
So what do you have anything to add to that too, Desiree?
Well, you know what? I believe that it's what you manifest. So I'm really thinking that you need to be getting out a little bit more.
Yep, I'm working on that.
Okay. Well, that's what I suggest that you do. Your angels are telling you that you need to spend some time outdoors.
I really have grown into hibernation in the past 2 years, and then I wonder why I put on 20 pounds.
Okay, well, get out your dancing shoes.
Okay.
This next year, try to at least take 20 minutes for yourself on some kind of aerobic or just a walk or something, okay?
Yeah, well, I joined the gym, so I started working out.
Okay, but I'm still, the walking, it's just not the idea of getting in shape. It's also the idea of, in the situation of, like, walking meditations, you're going to really solve a lot of things and focus a lot of things, too. So that's why I recommend you do that.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm happy for you.
Your energy a little bit higher by it's what you're eating for some reason and drinking.
Me?
So get your energy up more.
Yeah, I have to learn to eat a little bit better. I just started laying all the sugar.
There you go.
Change the sugar in the fruits.
Mhm, and not in the alcohol.
No, I'm not a drinker. I mean, if I have one drink, that's enough. I don't like, number one, the way it makes me feel, and plus, I don't like spending the money.
Okay, gotcha.
I'd rather have a meal before I buy a drink.
Keep focusing on that, okay?
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay.
Where are we?
We're right here. Where are you at?
You're playing nice.
Okay, guys, this is the way it works. The number here is 646-721-9031. We got 26 minutes left in the show. Plus, also, if you want to contact me and Desiree for personal readings, I can be reached at number 937. My phone number is 937-838-6337. Okay, and if you want to reach Desiree, her phone number is 818-200-7431. Also, we have websites. If you want to just go to the websites and check it out, mine is psychic-journeyman.yola.com. That again is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or else you can and contact Desiree at adoredangel.yolasite.com. So give us a call. We're right now, we have some really good rates going on. It's only $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. If you go to my website, you'll notice that, and probably Desiree's website too, you'll notice that we actually do readings for $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour, which are, I think, are still great rates from all the people I've seen out there working or charging between $200 and $600 an hour. But you're going to find some good things. Plus, we also got this thing going on right now, and I'm pretty sure Desiree would work with you too as well. If you all out there have gifted children and you're having a time with the situation of trying to get through to them, or maybe it's not the idea of getting through with them, just the idea of knowing what to do and having the tools to do that with. We're working with those couples that need to have those tools with their children and also working with the children. So if you have a situation like that, please give us a call and check it out. We are here to help, and we want to do that. So I'm just saying with the situation, we really are putting a lot more effort into this year because it's a very powerful year and a very overwhelming, but it just seems like it's like a unity. And I think we just need to come together and help each other. And I just feel like those children, sometimes even metaphysical relationships, they have a tendency where people really don't know how to go about it. So give us a call. My number is 937-838-6337, or contact Desiree at 818-200-7431. Excuse me. Also, with the situation, we're going to be taking some calls here in a couple seconds. But at the same time, I also want you guys to take in some considerations. There's a very talented lady out there who's a channel reader. I just had a couple readings for myself. I recommend her highly. Check it out. It's a great way to connect with your angels and your guides and know exactly who you are working with. Her name is Barbara Reynolds. She can be reached at phone number 580-917-6470. So give her a call. That number again is 580-917-6470. And as we get the information on other people that have been on the show, I will be passing it on to you. But I recommend a lot of people on the site. So basically, it's one of those situations, whoever you're attracted to, you know, we have these things where we talk about, let yourself be motivated to go in the direction that you're being guided to go into. So, you know, just there's a lot of information, a lot of very, I call them great teachers on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So check them out. The spirituality section of this Blog Talk Radio. So here's go to our next caller. All right. Hi, how are you? And Mary?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm working. I'm doing fine.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Welcome to the show. What would you like to know? I see that here you're working. What is it? You have an
injury.
And you're also the 10th caller.
Excuse me?
You're the 10th caller.
I'm not sure.
No, listen. You are the 10th caller. Do you know what that means?
No, sir.
That means you just won a 45-minute reading. How do you feel?
Wow, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Wow.
So the 45-minute goes like this. It might, you know, I'm just telling you that the best thing to do is pull some time to yourself, at least give yourself an hour, a nice quiet place so we can actually do this reading. And
yes, sir.
So you get that in there. I just wanted to make sure it's a nice quiet area so we can really do a real good reading for you. And the best thing to do is after you get off the air is give me a call when it's convenient for you. If you want to call me tomorrow, that's fine.
I can call you today or tomorrow, whatever you like.
Okay, well, the reason I'm suggesting tomorrow, because I actually have a reading right after the show here, and that's an hour reading. So that's going to put me up there, and I got to get a workout in before the freaking year's over with, too. That's just my way of celebrating, of doing a back routine. I'm sorry. But
that's awesome.
But you're more than welcome to call me tomorrow morning, and we'll schedule that time for you. But right now, you can go ahead and ask us a couple questions.
Thank you. What was your name?
What's my name?
Uh-huh.
What's Psychic Journeyman? Well, actually, my friends call me Donnie.
Okay.
My friends call me Donnie.
Okay, my friends? Thank you for that. My first question, please, is about my health. I hurt myself on the job.
Uh-huh.
And the insurance company is giving me, like, the runaround with my doctor. I was wondering if they're going to get me my doctor pretty soon.
They're giving you the runaround about your doctor?
Yes. I
exactly.
called the number they gave me, and I gave them the best information that I can over the phone, and they still haven't gave me an appointment to go see the next doctor that my company doctor that released me already because mm-hmm. a lot of things have been going on with me at my job. I'm wondering how is that going to turn out for now.
It's going to work out great. See, you said that this has happened in the last 2 weeks?
The last time I seen the doctor, company doctor, was the 15th of December.
Okay.
Yes, so it's been like 2 weeks.
I'm just saying, with the situation, it's going to work itself out. Okay?
Oh,
so just back, because when we get into this next year, I feel like a lot of things, and this, you can sit there and take it to the bank or what, but I feel like a lot of things are going to clear up. I really can't get like in detail about the whole thing, but I can definitely feel it. It's going to be something that's going to work out, and you should definitely be in a different light and feel more confident with the situation by the end of 2 weeks.
Thanks a lot, because my health has changed since my last injury. I found out I have DDD on my back, and I also had a lower fusion done in 1992-93. It's been a while, and I've been working hard ever since then just to try to make ends meet. And
mm-hmm.
that's where I'm at right now with my health. I feel something different this time. It's not the same mm-hmm. like other injuries that I've had before, a couple or three more injuries that I had before. This was done on the job, but my boss okay. has done so much to me. I just don't know where I'm at now. It's confused okay. me, and I've been in
okay,
so
Mary.
Much fear.
Mary, one thing I want
yes,
you to do
sir.
Is I want you to change your attitude. And I'm not smacking your hand or nothing. I'm just saying, stop dwelling on what has already happened. Okay, you're feeding into the fear. The fear is draining you. That's where you feel the difference in this injury, because you're letting this injury defeat you instead of taking it and defining the situation and saying no, this is the way it's going to be. You have full control of your body. Don't. My biggest problem with doctors right now is because they make you feel so powerless. And instead of working with you, they're working on you. See, it's up to you as much as anybody else on how you heal, you know. And I feel the biggest thing I got with you, and the biggest message I got from you, is the idea your angels are talking to you right now, wanting you to reconnect, to help you get that strength to heal your own body, to heal it now. Not to let these doctors and all this mixed match of... almost like they're trying to knock you out of what you deserve, okay? Don't feed into that either. What you're feeding in, what your angels are trying to do is trying to get you to go inwards, to focus on yourself, to actually try to get a different outcome on this whole thing, and plus almost healing your body. They want you to stop thinking about just making ends meet and also start focusing on what you really would like to have, what's comfort. That's more important than making ends meet. Comfort is going to get you... the means to an end here, and it's going to help you accomplish exactly what you're focusing on. So let that happen. But definitely, right now, take some meditation and work with your angels. If you feel like you need to get some books or something like that, or some CDs to help you focus and get closer and to deal with and to accomplish that exact thing, then do that. But I feel like you're going to have some success in this situation also, turning things around so they can work in your favor, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, when do I call you? What number?
The number you call me is 937.
I'm sorry.
It's 937.
Okay.
838.
All right.
6337.
Thank you, Psychic Journeyman. I appreciate it. I'll call you tomorrow. What time is a good time for you?
Okay, you can call me by my first name. My friends do. It's Donnie. And call me
Donnie.
At 10 o'clock. Call me at 10 o'clock tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow morning.
10 a.m. All right. It's right here at 7:44 p.m. in Texas. And my friends call me Mel.
All righty, Mel.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you very much for the
you're
call. Please
right.
give me that call tomorrow, okay? All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Andy, if I'm not mistaken, Angie is the next one online. Let's talk to Angie.
Yes.
How you doing, Angie? Welcome to the
very
show.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get. Forgive me, guys. I've been eating too much sugar. But hey, we're bouncing off the walls here. So hey, but with the situation you're talking about, I'm trying to understand it. You're going over to X.
Well,
We always talk, and we were living together for over 10 years, but and then because my daughter, we have a separation, but we been back and talking back and forth, but and then he's telling me that his dad have a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know I hear people all the time, and so I don't know if he's going to be okay or still he's, I know that he's in the hospital and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to know if it's okay for me to go and help him, if things going to be okay with me being over there. Because it's not in.
Okay. Well, hold on for one second, Angie. I just wanted to tell everybody, if you're on the line and you're waiting to get on the air and talk to me and get some questions answered, hang in there, because after the show's over with, we're going to still keep going until we can answer everybody's questions. So don't go anywhere. Just be patient with us, and we will definitely get with you. And Desiree, how are you? You're back again, are you?
I'm here. I've been taking all the information for you in the meantime.
Oh, I appreciate it, and I thank you. I see all those little yellow buttons on my side again, telling me that there's people there. So, everybody hang in there, okay? Everybody hang in there.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody to hang in there.
Okay.
So, and Anthony's been asking about getting back with her ex, going to see him basically in the next week or so. He could do for her.
I get the impression that she should do what she feels comfortable doing. I just feel like there could be some chaos with some of the people not really wanting her over there. And I think she should take that in consideration. I know in the situation with her husband, her ex-husband, I still feel like there's some issues there that haven't been addressed. That could come up in the mix of this whole thing. So, Angie,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying to you, you know, it's okay to do what you feel is comfortable instead of feeling like you have an obligation to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because putting yourself in a situation where it could be, you know, just negative, you don't have to subject yourself to that. If I get the impression if you go over there, I just don't feel that it's going to be a comfortable situation where you really want to be in it. For some reason, I feel like there's some other people there too as well that might be critical of you being there.
Well, it's going to be two brothers, because he I'm supposed to help to take care of his dad.
Uh-huh.
And so this is the big problem there. It's not really, they, I don't know, they like me. I went before over there. Yeah, and everybody was okay, but it's been 2 years now, so I don't know.
Understand.
And his dad helped me very well before. He helped me a lot, so I wanted to see if I can go over there and help him now that he really needs my help.
Mhm. I'm just saying, Angie, the best thing to do in this situation is to listen to yourself, okay? Listen to what's being told you. Listen to your guidance of what you should do. It's the idea, it's understandable to go and do certain things because you really want to help people out. That's great. But at the same time, the obligation, there is no obligation. Those people did the same thing for you that you would do for anybody else too. Not because of what you was getting back in return, that you just like help people out. That's what I'm getting here with the situation of don't let the obligation stand in the way what you have of respecting yourself. If you want to go there, what I recommend doing is taking a quartz crystal with you.
What is that?
Take a quartz crystal with you. I also get the impression you should also take an emerald. These are for protection.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I feel like you're really close to emeralds. Any reason why?
Maybe, I don't know. My birthday is in March, the 23rd, so I don't know if it has to do with that.
I just think there's a connection with you and emeralds, and a connection strongly, because one thing I do know about that the emerald is actually connected to May.
Oh, okay.
And April's diamond. So And plus a Taurus, which is April to May, that's an emerald too. So I'm just saying, it just seems like a strong incense there, a strong sense. I just get a strong sensation about the whole thing. You should take an emerald and a quartz with you to protect you. I would also invoke the pink light as well, because you're going into an unknown area that you just don't know what's going on, okay? So just put those around you, and you should be fine. Because I feel like you're definitely going to go over there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just feel like since I sense that you are going to go over there, I think you should be well prepared when you go over there. You're going to have a great... After this little situation here, I feel like you're going to have a great year.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I need. This year has been not that well.
Well, I just get the impression it's like a flip-flop year. It's going to be the opposite of what it was this year.
Okay.
And just sit there... And get through this little moment of yours, okay? Just do what you got to do. But when you're not over there and you're on your own, you need to focus on the things that you want to do, okay?
Okay.
And just accomplish them one at a time. And you might actually accomplish a couple at a time. I'm just saying, I don't know, you know, sometimes I don't pick up exactly what you're focusing on, what you're working on. It's just the energy that you do. You're going to get exactly what you want. I keep getting something about a new car.
Yes. I want a new car, yes.
Yes. So these things are definitely going to happen, so hang in there, okay?
Oh, great. Keep up our house.
Well, let's work on the car first. Because I get the impression that once you get one accomplished and you see that, that's why I want you to focus on this, because when you see these things start happening, the excitement, the anticipation, and that just that positive energy, how you feel, it's going to attract you the opportunity to get that house, okay?
Oh, yes, okay.
All righty?
Well, thank you so much. We're talking to you, okay?
No problem. And, you know, one thing I suggest that you do is I think that a past life reading or a regression for you would definitely help out. So I highly recommend that you get that in there as well and schedule one with me as soon as possible.
Okay, I will.
Okay, and you have a great holiday and... Stay home.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go. I lost Desiree again. There we go. Desiree?
Eric?
No. Okay. Are you busy? Are you busy?
No, not right now. What's up?
I'm going to go to my next caller, and I just want you to be a part of it, okay?
Absolutely. I was just trying to help you with the other callers that have been calling in. They seem to be coming in at the last minute. All right.
Okay.
I'll help you.
Okay. One other thing I want to say, too, to everybody out there, listen up, because Desiree has her own show called The Adored Angel Show. So check into that, and that's on tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going on at 8:30.
So check it out, 8:30. That's The Adored Angel Show. And I highly recommend it because she's a very, very gifted person. She does some great readings. And she's just a very compassionate, kind person. So she definitely puts a lot of consideration and a lot of love into her readings as well. So I definitely recommend you check the show out and get some of that positive energy she throws out there to everybody. So let's go on to our next caller. Caller. All right. Jill, how are you?
I'm okie dokie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Go ahead, Desiree. Say hi. Desiree.
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just saying hi to Jill. I'm pretty sure you've talked to Jill before, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Jill, hello. Hello.
Okay, Jill. So I see that you're working on... I'm trying to figure out if it's more of what's happening next year, because I keep getting a connection where I actually look at this word as when will soul work? And I'm trying to figure out. Go ahead.
Well, it's soul work, you know, she wants to work on her soul work regarding 2011 if it's going to be happening. Am I correct, Jill? Did I get it right?
You nailed it, Desiree.
Okay, well, the situation happening is... God, the first thing I want to do is say, where are you calling from?
And what level do you mean at?
Okay. Well, all you have to do is give us just the state.
No, actually, I mean, I'm in the northern suburbs of Chicago.
Chicago.
And I'm in a state of confusion, but go ahead.
You got that right. I got some friends there freaking out. But.
Amen. Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So with the situation I was thinking, picking up with the idea of soul work, it's a soul work. See, it's going to work. It's just that you have this plan in your mind and just all this stuff you've been thinking about and working on in some ways. Well, you just get this impression from your angels of taking the next step and quit riding the fence. Does this make sense to you?
Well, I guess. That's it. I'm, you know...
You're riding, you know what it means by riding the fence, right? You need to make a decision.
I got it totally.
So you got to throw yourself in one or the other. You can either be really human, and we won't like you anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But, but you know, the idea of being spiritual, you do have a tendency to, it's a scary thing. Because the truth is, the more spiritual you are and certain people that are around you who are not, you have the tendency to distance yourself from them. And that's not because you're a mean person. It's just the ideal of you're letting your life take you where, you're the path you've chosen is going to take you where you're going to go, which is a good thing. But everybody else who's lagging behind you refuses to let go.
Yes.
And they refuse to sit there and see you as an example instead of seeing you as being different.
Yes.
So I'm saying.
And I guess that's part of my problem here is just making the leap.
That's true, too. But just look at your friends. The reason they would be X'd out of your life is because of the decision they made. Because they made a conscious decision to say, well, I don't want to deal with her. Or they can't talk you into doing things like they used to. So that kind of puts them off a little bit. But that's just you being a stronger person and knowing what you need to do instead of being pulled into things that the world tells you that you need. Do you do a lot of walking?
I haven't.
God, if that's the case, then you should.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we can sit here and talk about weight and problems and that kind of stuff, but I think it's more of a procrastination and doing what you need to do. I feel like the idea of holding back on your spiritual work is also affecting your body, too. So once you put one into and throw yourself into the other one, I think that you're going to see a balance in your body as well.
How about prosperity?
I'm sorry, that's mine. I can't give it away. But I'm hanging on to that. This prosperity is mine. I've taken so long to get that, you know? But prosperity. See, the one thing about the idea of really throwing yourself into spirituality is that you're going to start getting away from the idea of complaining about things, and then you're going to find yourself instinctively getting into finding a solution. So therefore, when you put yourself in that kind of status, you have a tendency to be prosperous. And then you're going to sit back and look at it. It's like being part of it. I've always said this about manifestation. You don't know. Sometimes you really don't notice the manifestation until you're living it. And you look back and go, whoa, that happened pretty quickly. But you had to take a moment to look back. Okay?
Then what happened this year? What happened in 2010? Because I firmly believed I had manifested the perfect job, you know, cruise me out for until retirement, take care of my husband, take care of my kids, yada, 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 love the work, and boom, it got literally blown out from under me in a very bad and nasty way.
Okay. I just look at it as the old certain things were being taken out in favor of the new. So you take a look at the situations again and look at the side that what you were taken away from. Hold on for 1 second, guys. Let me just say something to everybody out there. Just thank you for calling in. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all the support that you got going out there. This is the last show of the year, but we're going to be back tomorrow to start the year off with a bang because we're going to be doing readings tomorrow from 6 to 9. So join us then. That's Eastern time. And just give me and Desiree a call if you need to get a prep reading. The number here is, my number is 937-838-6337. Just give me a call. I'll give you the website. And her number is 818-200-7431. And thank you for all joining us. And all I say to you all out there, like I always do every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And let's get back to our callers. And 37 seconds. I love how they count that down. It's like working for NASA. But with the situation, what I'm saying is, see, it's when we talk about being spiritually and looking at things the way they happen, everything happens for a reason. The idea of manifesting the best job and all this stuff is going on, for a period of time, it was the best thing. And then things changed, so everything else changed along with it. Now, when we go into this next year, there's going to be a lot of realizations in the first part of the first part of the year, which is we're talking about January and February. You're going to see some realizations. What I mean by realizations, you're going to see exactly why those things play out the way they did. And the reason I'm not telling you why they happened the way they did, because it's a part of your spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's going to happen that way, but it's going to be so clear to you. Now, with the situation of manifesting all these things and stuff into order and that kind of thing, the idea of also 2011 is another way of also for people that have been thinking and focusing. It's the idea of making sure that the connection that you have with your guidance is as strong as you think it is.
It is, or it is not.
This is assessing. Take time and assess and ask yourself about the situation. Because I feel like with the connection that you do have with your angels, some of it's not coming through as clearly. But it seems like I'm trying not to say this in a mean way. I'm just saying you're having selective hearing with certain things that you're willing to accept, but there's other things you're not really willing just point to do that.
I hear you. That's okay. You can say it. I'm cool.
Okay. But so what they're saying, if we're still telling you these things, but when that ball hits the freaking ground, don't be surprised if it all comes to you and go, "Eureka, I think I've just had an awakening," which you've had many. And it's usually many awakenings to get you where you got to go in the first place. So you're doing everything just like you're supposed to, and something. Okay.
Too quick. Any inkling of what kind of work I'm gonna do?
Well, see, you really want to go into the spiritual work. You know, I feel like you're very gifted, and I think you're very talented, and you should think about that as well. I mean, if you're being drawn to, like, tarot cards or angel cards or just anything that has to do that, that is your guidance talking to you and leading you in the right direction, because you are a light worker.
Yeah.
Well, light workers are here for one reason, service to the humanity, helping them to all come to their full richness of their lives as well. So.
I know that.
Yes. So you just got to throw yourself into it and say, you know something? You were destined to be rich. That doesn't mean always money, but everything you've ever wanted is obtainable this year. It's just your choice to let go of those roots hanging on the side of the river. Because you let yourself go for a little bit, and then a root hangs out, and you're like, hold up for a minute. I got to check, you know. So it's okay in certain situations to examine red flags, but just quit creating those red flags for you.
I hear that.
Already?
One really quick question, if you wouldn't mind, or Desiree. My aunt passed away this week, and I'm just wondering if either of you or somebody can give me a heads up on how she's doing, or if we got a message from her or somebody she's met or anything.
The way I can pick up on it, sweetie, if you would have gotten a message from her, you would have already gotten it. So I just keep getting that you should reexamine that and see if maybe you did get a message from her. Right after she passed. I feel like if you haven't, I keep getting about 4 weeks you will. I don't know what it is about. Sometimes it seems like there's a month transition if you don't get the messages right away. If it's anything like going to Disney World, I can understand the transition. Because it can be a little overwhelming walking through the gates. But I'm just saying, on that one little incident, I mean, I just feel like there's something that she's preoccupied with. And I feel like she'll be destined. I feel like she's going to be coming to you directly. I want you to pay attention to this, because you're going to feel a strong tingling sensation up and down your spine that's going to say, hello, Gloria. Okay. I don't know who Gloria is, unless it's just a reference that she might have used. Or to me, Gloria is like just a spontaneous, kind of giggly, bubbly person who likes to play practical jokes. But she's a very fun-loving person. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not, but
that's totally her, but it's not Gloria, but that's okay, but that you just described her. What I thought was interesting is because I really have had some excellent connections with people who have passed over, and I knew I was called 15 minutes after she had died, and it got very dense and dark, and I haven't, and it's just earlier this week, and I haven't heard from her yet, and I haven't felt her yet, and it's interesting to me that I haven't.
Well, it could be the also too. The thing about getting signs could also be the being messages could also mean you were the first one contacted.
Yeah.
I just get a funny feeling it could have been somebody else that was actually at the top of the list, but for some reason they called you.
Yeah.
I just feel like there was somebody else that we're going to call. But no, I think it was a divinely guided thing from her that she wanted you to know first.
Yeah.
Make sense to you?
It certainly does. Well, you guys, awesome. I don't know if anybody else that is still on the phone, and you know, love and light and blessings to everybody. And I think it is going to be a huge year for everyone. And like you talked about the light workers and the forerunners, and it's going to be a really big change here, and it's going to be really good.
Yes, it is. And so is it going to be for you, because you're going to be calling us back, telling us about all the discoveries you're going to make this year. Okay.
Thank you. I will. I promise.
Thank you. And thank you for the call. And Happy New Year.
And you too. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. I'm so tired. I lost Desiree. I'm not sure where she went, but I'm pretty sure she'll be back. So this is Go On. Let's talk to Amy. Amy, hi. You're on the air. And how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I love your voice.
Oh, thanks. I am calling because I wanted some insight on a guy I met, and it's been really good, like, but it's so slow, and I want to know where he is in 2011.
Okay, I want you to send me your bio, and I'll give it to my friend. He's looking for a girlfriend. But but with the situation, Aim, let me have your birthday.
August 3, 1984.
August 3, 84, that would make you 27?
26.
Okay. You're right. We haven't hit it. We haven't hit August yet, so. I'm just saying. I didn't want you to sit there and freak out, because I'm trying to figure out. Every once in a while, I have a tendency to go either too far, and I'm not, when I should just listen to my own intuition, because I'm trying to guess about the figures. August 3rd means you're near Leo.
Leo, yes.
You're Leo. Well, I feel like you're a small girl.
I am.
Like you're like 5'1". Even though I feel like I might be a little bit off on that whole thing. Are you shorter than that?
No, I'm like 5'3", 5'4". So.
Okay, you're 5'3", 5'4". It might be. I feel like in some ways the reason I would pick it up that way because you feel kind of short.
Oh.
I feel like the people you're around, you just feel short.
Yeah, it's true.
Say that again?
It's true.
Okay. So I'm just trying to sit here and go over the whole thing going, hold up. I figured it out. Okay. With the situation of relationships and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
New men, trying to get things figured out. Have you been really working a lot on yourself?
I have. I don't know. It's like I feel weird. Like when I met him, I really think like it kind of helped me a lot. Like, because he's so positive. Like he has so much good energy around him. And when I look into his eyes, like I actually like I get happy. And I can't look at him in his eyes. That's the thing, because it makes me happy.
I guess I was just confused when you were asking about the new guy. You're talking about the present guy, right?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. I'm sorry?
Are you talking about a present guy that's in your life new?
Yeah, this new guy that's been in my life for the past, like, 2 months.
Okay. Now I'm just trying to put this in perspective, and you guys have been dating for a while, 2 months, almost like, geez, I keep getting, they could be between 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
Two. 6 weeks to 8 weeks for.
Okay.
Hello?
No, I'm here. I'm just shuffling the cards.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm good.
I want you to relax, okay? Because it seems like you're just a little nervous.
Yeah.
The guy that's in your life right now, is he ideal? Quit being nervous that he might not be the one. Because I'm not going to tell you any different. I'm not going to sit there and say anything harsh against him. I'm just saying, to me, the way it comes across me, the strongest is communication. You know, work on the communication. Work on the communication is what I keep getting over and over again. So it's the idea of voicing you how you feel, too, as well.
Yeah, he tells me that. He's like, I don't want to be selfish. I don't. I want you to tell me how you feel, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to start working on that. And he's like, I don't want you to be like, I'm sorry I bugged you. Like, I don't like when you tell me that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Also, in the same thought, you should also tell him that that's great. Give advice, but also give me the freedom that if I want to do those things, that's who I am. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, communication. You know, you're right, he doesn't want to be selfish, but then the point, he is selfish. Or he wouldn't tell you that. And that's not a bad thing. It's also interpretation of what selfish means, selfishness means, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good thing. It's a good relationship. When we talk about working on communication, you see also the ideal that you all have to be individuals before you can have a strong relationship, because that's the two columns of the relationship itself. You can't have... Mm-hmm. A relationship without having the whole thing. It's like a bridge. If you didn't have columns, you wouldn't have no bridge.
Yeah.
So what I hear here is it's the ideal healing, too. You still got some healing going on from the past. That's good. And it's nothing that's going to hinder this. It's just the idea of listening to yourself, of saying, sometimes I don't speak my mind and sometimes I do. But then again, that's me. And being comfortable with that. And tell him the same way. If you're a person that doesn't want to be selfish, then don't. Don't stop telling me that, because after a while you're going to start thinking that the more it's talked about, the more you're going to feed into it, because it's in past relationships that's happened before.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, back up, chill out, and you're fine. You're relaxed. This is a relationship. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Because you want to share your life with somebody. Not create the Tin Man, because you like, because I feel like you are really in a love that you never had before. And he's like, see it. You just need to get him the same thing as well. Trust what he feels. It's great to communicate. I want you guys to communicate what you actually feel to each other at the time that you feel it. You'll see a difference. Ideals and inspiration is just the ideal of focusing on that. And I just...
you see what kind of... Like, how does he feel about me? Like, I don't know. Just...
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. The feelings are mutual.
Okay.
They're very mutual, okay? They're very mutual. It's just, I'm just saying that you need to both trust that, too. Because it's like, you told me yourself, you feel it. If you feel it, then he feels it. You just guys got to trust that. You really do. You got to trust that.
Okay. And then what were you saying earlier? Wait, what was that about?
What's that? I'm sorry.
You were telling me earlier 6 to 8 weeks. What was that all about?
No, I feel like you guys were dating for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh yeah, we have been. Yeah, you know when it's going to be official?
When's it going to be official? You mean like officially dating each other?
Yes, or do you see anything like in February, like going on a trip somewhere?
I feel like everything will be classified and clarified for you in the month of January. And the idea of actually going on a trip, I get yes. I'm not really getting any more than that, just the clarification that it will happen.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much, and happy New Year.
Oh, no problem. You are, you know, thank you. I appreciate you calling, and I always, you know, it's just the ideal with the situation, but, you know, if you get a chance to get yourself in there and get a reading, I would love to work with both of you to do a relationship reading.
And oh, you can awesome.
And you can actually do the relationship reading, too, under the since you've called the show, you can get a $10, get an hour for $10, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Because I'd love to work with both of you, because I feel like there's some things here that we could actually help you bring up that communication, even do a past life for both of you to understand why you maybe act the way you do because you've been together before.
Oh, wow.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You have a happy new year.
You too. Have a great one. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. That is so freaking weird. Hello? Is anybody there? It's like everybody just left me. Anyway, guys, if you're listening to the archives, like I do it in, I try to do this at the end of every one, but basically what we got going on here, if you want to get private readings from me or Desiree, my number is 937-838-6337. And her number is 818-200-7431. Her contact is through our website. My website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And hers is adoredangel.yolasite.com. So give us a call. Right now, we really would anybody out there who has a gifted child and doesn't know what to do or how to deal with it, give us a call. We have some good rates going on right now where it's an hour, $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And just for contacting and going through through our phone, well, just get the idea of calling us. And calling us to the show, we will definitely give you that rate. And even for the working with the child and some of the counseling sessions that we have to do, because it probably would take about at least 3 to 4. But on that note, just join us, call us up, same numbers, 937-838-6337, or contact Desiree at 818-200-7431. We'll be glad to work with you. And I don't know what the heck. I'm just sitting here trying to go over everything, and it was just freaking driving me nuts. So, hey, thank you for all everybody joining us. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all the support. We just love it to death. Sometimes I'm trying to figure out why the freaking thing does what it does. This freaking switchboard will drive you up the freaking walls. There's nobody there. Nobody there. Nobody there. But why does it light up like it does? Anyway, thank you guys all, and we'll join tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Saturday, and we're doing free readings again. So join us on New Year's night and get your calls in and get those answers to your questions. Or if you have any questions about manifestation or anything we've ever done on our shows, give us a call, and we'd be glad to answer those questions for you. Good night, and Happy New Year, and don't party too much. Really? You canceled my show? That is weird. Anybody there? Oh, this is freaking weird. I'm still on the air and I can't get a hold of those other callers.